Yeah, you are listening to the sounds of Tom Hush, producer extraordinaire, filling in tonight, rocking the tunes. Have you ever worked with Tom Hush before, Esmeralda Leon?
I've worked not in this capacity, but upstairs.
Okay. Well, so, Tom and I did an overnight extravaganza on New Year's Day, 2 a.m., 5 a.m. So I have a bond with Tom that that few people have. When you've done that shift right after the New Year, you feel like you really get to know someone. By the way, my name is Mark Carmen. You're Esmeralda.
Yes.
Tom's producing. We're all in here for Pretty Late with Patty, who Patty Vasquez will be back next week. She's been down. Everybody's got to be following along, right?
Well, right now she's doing a show.
Okay.
She's got a show during Sketchfest, Patty Melt.
The old Patty Melt. I love a good Patty Melt.
It might be over, actually. Started at 8.
Apparently, something is over, according to the Tribune and WGN Radio. Because right now, at this very moment, looking out the window, landscape management is taking down our Christmas tree. There is no more. The joy is gone. It's all over.
There was a huge Christmas tree with fake presents in the lobby. That is gone. All gone. No sign of it. Here in the Allstate Showcase Studios, Santa's legs are gone.
I mean, everything, it's over.
The tree.
It's officially over.
The presents.
Get on with your business.
The only thing left is this hat that, for some reason, Mark Carmen, you were carrying around, a Santa hat that I am now wearing.
I had a Christmas hat in my bag. I wanted to give you a gift. I haven't seen you, so I figured.
You gave me a gift of a Santa hat.
I gave you a Santa hat gift.
Thanks.
It's not a great gift. It's a very average gift. In fact, it's probably a poor gift.
Very telling for the fact that Christmas is over.
But not in my mind.
Santa hat.
I'm about joy every day. Hey, welcome in. By the way, hope everybody had a great day today, and hope you're staying moderately warm. It's 2 degrees. You know what? You know what bothers me? It doesn't bother me. Outside.
What? What gets your goat?
Well, the whole, it feels like, it's 2 degrees, but it feels like it's -9. How do they determine, quote unquote, what it feels like? Because I don't know what it feels like to you, but it feels, if you ask me, what does it feel like?
It's just cold.
It feels miserable.
It's a factor of the effect of the wind on exposed skin, combined with the air temperature.
Yeah, how do they get that?
That gives them the wind chill index, or what it feels like on your skin if you didn't have anything covering it.
So it's
cold already, and add the wind chill, and then it's really bleeping cold.
But is there a thing where they have someone's hand or exposed skin out?
This isn't new. This is long-standing meteorological science.
David Jennings, did you invent the feels like yourself? I think you invented this category.
Watch it, Junior.
Well, Senior, let me ask you.
I'm gonna smack you.
Well, you're defending this like it's your
it
baby.
Is. I mean, it's science.
No, it's just this is stuff that everybody already knows.
No,
This is not new science.
312-981-7200.
Would you like the official definition, young man?
Sure, but 312-981-7200. Whose side are you on as we get the show going here with a good argument? Carmen,
whose side are you on?
Carmen or Jennings, who says that feels like is a real thing versus I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't care how you boil it down, wind chill with the real temperature, combine them, subtract them, divide them. It's miserable out
there.
What
do you think it feels like?
Death. I think it feels like move to another city. I think it's
so maybe that
like
maybe
it should be a word. It shouldn't be a number. Feels like you can't give me a number for
we
feels
should have
like.
We should have a Mark Carmen temperature gauge.
Feels like
what does it feel like?
It feels like pure misery.
Roger, help.
No, Baddish is on my side, Jennings. You can't go to Baddish.
Wait a minute. I agree with you, but if you're looking for an official scientific reason why, we have that for you, but if you just want to go with the Carmen scale of we've got heavy jacket mittens and earmuffs.
Yeah, you need a hat.
Well, he's not there yet because he thinks he's still young. Heavy jacket, mittens, earmuffs, and hat. Good Lord, I'm not going outside.
Right. It feels like don't go outside for the next month.
Can someone please make that? I want a thermometer with Mark Carmen's head that moves. But then when you move it up and down, it says things.
It feels like -13. It feels like it's 76.
It has labels that say,
do I have a separate
bundle up, really bundle up, You really don't want to leave the house.
Do I have no, but I want it to talk. So then it's Mark Carman's. You should really get on this, Mark. You can make a lot of money. A Mark Carman thermometer on your head.
I walk out the door. You know what? It feels like 52 today.
You touch the button, and then Mark goes, because you're wondering, what's the temperature? And then Mark says,
don't go outside.
Beauty. Just absolute glory.
That's for 80 degrees.
Right. No. It feels like, oh, this is, it's 77. 312-981-7200. Bob, you want to tell us about the history of wind chill?
Well, I believe wind chill was developed for the soldiers in the armed forces who were out in the field. And I would say it was developed in maybe the middle of the 20th century. And I have wind chill charts that I cut out of the newspaper. And along one edge, it'll show the wind speed. The other edge will show the temperature, and then you triangulate them, and they meet in the center, and it'll show you what the wind chill is for any wind speed and any temperature.
Bob, where do you do this triangulation? Is this in your basement?
Well, I'm ambidextrous, and I'm double-jointed, so whoa. I can do triangulation anywhere.
So you're a nonstop
hey-o.
Triangulator.
Yeah, you ought to see me bend over backwards. But I won't do it because I'll probably throw my back out at my age.
Yeah, don't do that, Bob. Are you on Twitter? Can you send me a picture to @TheCarm?
Give up now, Carmen.
I give up. This is
just say thank you and just leave it alone. He just got you.
Also,
got you good.
Also, to David's point, Jan and Niles on the text said 30-plus years of science.
Yeah, okay.
So, Mark, 30 years.
It may be 30 years of science, but that the whole feels like thing is not 30 years. This is something new. I get that the wind chill is like some form of something that's been in science forever. Fine. But the
and
feels
how Bob
like,
is saying triangulation.
Bob?
It feels like is simply another way of saying wind chill.
See, okay.
You're really fighting this hard, Mark.
I am fighting
I don't
this.
Know why.
Bob?
It's a more modern way of saying wind chill. Instead of using wind chill like they did in the old days, they say feels like now because
people
the
cool kids
want to
say feels
it.
Like.
All right. Bob, you're bringing too much rationale to the program. Thank you, Bob.
Happy, we don't need that.
Happy New Year, Bob.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Back
thanks.
At you. Bob's triangulating.
Get also, it. By the 773 says, today is the epiphany. The king's just arrived. The ornaments can stay up longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I'm going to keep this hat on for the duration.
Does upper management know that the tree's being taken down right now? Can we?
I think they do.
Can we?
They probably made that phone call.
Can we call somebody now? The guy out there's looking at me. Once it's like he's going to come at me with that stick and say, "Hey, I'm doing my job, buddy. Don't be talking about the people that are taking the tree down. I want the holidays to continue. Enough with this. Feels like -9, no joy in Mudville. But let's just get on with the year 2017 and attack our goals. I want some more.
You want to stay and wallow in the holidays.
Yeah, I want some more joy.
And not move on.
Well,
why can't there be joy in moving on?
That's true. That's mm-hmm. a great point as well.
There you go.
Let's hug that out.
Let's move on.
All right, we have in-studio guests next. You want to tell everybody who's coming in next?
Yeah. They're organizers of the No Pants Subway Ride.
Excuse me?
The No Pants Subway Ride.
No Pants Subway Ride.
Yeah. So we're having Justin Hardesty and Stephen Preston, and they're going to tell us all about that.
Are they going to wear pants?
I hope so. Still not Sunday.
All right. 720 WGN. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You guys are battling today. Hats off to everybody out there. I know it's not easy. It is not easy. I woke up this morning, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I had?
What?
Two flat tires. Not one, two.
Wow.
Two flat tires.
I woke up at 5 p.m.
Okay, now that's depressing. You slept till 5?
Yeah.
You went to bed at what time?
6
You went to bed at 6. Did you do the overnight every night? That's how you do. That's how you work.
That's my job.
So you went to bed at 6. You slept till 5.
Yeah.
Do the math on that. It's 11 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it was real nice.
It's aggressive.
It was real good.
How many times did you go to the bathroom in those 11 hours?
None.
Are you serious? What are you, a camel?
I guess so.
Wow.
Oof.
That's impressive. Okay, we have two guests in the studio. Let's move along here. You're Esmeralda Leon. I'm Mark Carman at 720 WGN. Patty is off tonight. She's back on Monday. Chicago's pants-free commuters will ride again Sunday as part of the annual Improv Everywhere event, the No Pants Subway Ride. Steve Preston, Justin Hardesty are in the studio, and they won't be wearing pants on Sunday? Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
That's right.
Is that how you guys live your life in general? The no pants, like when you're at home, no pants?
I know you're nothing.
You know, I'm with, if you do no pants at home, I'm on board with that one. Immediately, once I get home, pants go off.
Really?
No need.
Like right in the door? Just rip them off?
Yep.
Walk around?
I wear the kind with the things on the sides, with the buttons, so I can just rip off.
Like NBA warm-up pants?
Yep.
Okay, with hot, you know, it's going to be pretty cold on Sunday. You all are going to meet at the Loyola L Stop, is that correct?
Yes.
Right around the corner from it on the roof deck of the parking garage above the CVS right next door to the Loyola station.
At what time?
12 noon.
Oh my gosh.
High noon.
So wait, you're going to make everyone go up under the rooftop where it's all windy?
That's exactly where we go.
Oh my, why?
They still have their pants on when we meet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't go, you're not walking around by yourself with no pants on.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So you get up on the roof, you're all wearing pants.
Correct. Right.
Then you get on the subway, what happens?
Well, everybody is assigned a group and then a stop, and then at the stop before yours, you take off your pants, stow them, and then you get off the train at the stop you were assigned. You wait for the next train to come through. When the next train comes in, you get on the same car and ride on down the rails.
Okay, hold on a second.
And you're just hanging out, right? You're just on the train. You're not doing anything crazy.
You're just riding the train just like a normal Sunday.
So how many people are you expecting?
Right now we have 93 signed up and over 150 interested. So
how many usually show up, do you think?
Last year we had about 145.
That's a lot of pantsless people.
So let's just ball it here at... No pun intended. 100. 100 are going to show up.
Yes.
Steve. And you're going to have groups of how many?
The groups will be broken down over the 8 cars. So if we have 100 people, you'll have roughly maybe 15 people per car.
Okay, so 15 a car. And then you'll pick out, so that's what, 8? We're talking 8 groups here?
That's correct.
And so you'll pick 8 different stops, and they'll all get off, and then they're going to ride it all the way down to 95th?
No, we'll go down just to Roosevelt.
Just to Roosevelt. Okay, and then you get off at Roosevelt, you all meet back up, then what happens?
When we get to Roosevelt, we usually have a little sing-along. We do the hokey-pokey. We'll gather.
You're going to sing the hokey-pokey at Roosevelt?
I just want to go to Roosevelt and see that happen.
Tom, can we get the hokey-pokey queued up here, please? Love a good hokey-pokey.
Now, do you guys change it up in terms of the day? Like, if it's gonna be below 30... Would you be like, we can't do it today? It's
absolutely not. It is always the second Sunday in January.
Oh my gosh.
Always.
Are you trying to make money?
No.
No.
You're trying to raise money?
No.
Nope.
You're just doing this for the fun of it.
It's just for the fun of it.
When did you guys start?
Well, it started in New York in 2002, and that was started by Improv Everywhere. And they had 8 people riding their train, and each stop, one person got on without their pants.
Yeah.
And then... at the 8th stop, a person got on selling pants.
What?
So they would go through and have a pants salesman come through and sell them their pants back.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm most interested.
Are they going to do that at this one?
No.
That'd be a lot of pants.
They stopped doing that in 2006 or 2007, I believe.
The first year was when?
2002.
So this is year 15. This is
16.
Like year 16.
This is year 16.
Right, I can do the math.
This is a long time. A lot of people were not wearing pants.
This is the 16th year of the no pants subway ride. Has there ever been any love relationships that have started between the from the no pants ride? As the two look at each other,
there's been a couple couples that have, I would say, have coupled up or continue to come every year as couples now.
Right.
So it's a possibility.
And do you have to wear anything special? Like just no pants?
No pants. Just have to be completely covered. Under the rules and laws of Illinois, as long as you are covered and have underwear on, it's sufficient.
So, Steve and Justin, why is this a passion of yours?
Well, for me, it's just something fun to do. I saw it in 2008 and was like, yeah, let's go to it. And another person was organizing it that first year, and the next year they stepped down and was like, okay, who's going to do it? And I was like, sure, why not? So I've been organizing it since 2009.
Wow. Have you done anything else?
I organize fan meets for Blue Man Group and just general fun fun things.
Okay.
So, but you would say that your greatest claim to fame to this point in your life is organizing the No Pants Dance.
No pants dance.
That's definitely a part of it, yes.
I guess, right. Yeah, it is at the end.
I mean, I've never accomplished anything close to that. Nobody would follow me. I couldn't get 100 people on a roof, to, let alone to have, take off their pants and get on the L. To me, it's an incredible...
Well, they would think something's going. It's like, why do you want to take our pants off, Mark Carmen?
Yeah, they'd be like, no.
No one would be into that.
No, they wouldn't follow. And so you guys have... You've done something here. I'm kind of jealous slash proud of you all at the same time. So, and congratulations. What's the goal for this Sunday other than having fun?
That's really the whole thing, to get people to have a story to tell. And then afterwards, we have a bit of a party, and we usually announce the location at the site. But we decided we're going to give a sneak peek to the listeners tonight.
Oh, really?
We're going to be meeting at the Five Guys at Loyola.
Ooh, now you're cooking with gas.
But you have to put without your pants back on.
Without pants.
No.
Oh, really?
They know we are coming without pants.
Well, just a note, be careful when you're biting your burger. If anything falls on your legs, it might be hot.
Put some napkins down.
Although that works out because then you don't dirty up your pants.
312-981-7200. Do you wear pants? And if you do, would you take them off to be a part of this incredible opportunity coming up on Sunday? Esmeralda, are you going to be there?
I don't know. It's cold.
It is cold.
Maybe.
But that's why you choose an underground station to be your stop.
Oh, but then that's not fun.
Why isn't it? People are still there.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like the polar plunge. Like, you got to go in a bathing suit, you know, all out. Rather than, like, I'm going to wear a wetsuit. No. You got to go all in.
Well, there are lots
of... No pants in the frigid, cold air high up above.
I agree. You guys should... I'm with Esmeralda. You should forget about all the underground stations. That's cheating. You got to put them on... You got to get off at Addison, Belmont, Fullerton.
Yeah.
Wherever... Throw them on...
Do you just stay on the red line? Do you go onto the other ones?
We only do the red line down to Roosevelt. As Steven had said, we do the pokey pokey and we turn ourselves around and we come right back up to Loyola.
I love it. So when is it again, guys?
This Sunday at 12 noon, right next to the Loyola train station.
And can we, do you have a website or anything where you can find more info?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And if you go out and do a search for the Chicago No Pants Subway Ride, you will find us and it'll give you all the information.
Wonderful.
312 is texting Carmez. Those two hokey players are two wild and crazy guys. Signed, Pantless in Peoria. You're starting to move in right here.
Yeah.
I don't know if Peoria is going to make
Peoria.
But you know, maybe we could spread it down there. Who knows?
We have people come in from Indianapolis and Michigan and
that's
Wisconsin
awesome.
And Iowa. So
that's
see,
awesome.
There you go.
We welcome people from everywhere.
Down. Hey. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
No Pants Sunday. Let's just do No Pants Sunday.
No pants on
idea.
No pants subway ride noon Sunday at the Loyola Red Line station.
And if anybody sees a picture of either of these gentlemen or any of the groups, and they send it to me on Twitter at the Carm, I'll give you a special gift from at the Carm.
Oh,
I don't know what that will be, but I'll figure it out.
That's nice. Well, it's 11:30, Mark.
Oh, it is. Oh,
news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why Esmeralda always likes to be on time. That's why she's ending this interview. She's very prompt. Go.
Yeah. News is sponsored by Home Care Assistance of Greater Chicago, and here's David Jennings. You put your right foot in.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that at the Loyola Red Line stop, Esmeralda.
Do you think they just do it a cappella? Or they have a karaoke version and they all got to sing to it?
I think they do it in multiple forms. Those guys were so talented. Thanks to our gentlemen for coming on in here, Steve and Justin.
Are you going to go?
I don't know if that's in my future.
You might not have time because you got Bears. Oh, no, wait, you don't. Oh, because they're done, right?
The Bears are done, but I still have the show. And
My other work
at good old fan site. I will not be there. But in spirit, yes.
No pantsless Mark Carmen.
No,
guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
In spirit, I'm there. Let's see here. People are very upset about the negative attitude that I have towards...
Well, you are challenging a who knows how many years thing of Windchill and feels like.
All right, look, I'm going to make this simple for you, okay?
Jennings, you're so...
The Windy City temperature conversion chart, okay?
Yeah.
When it's 50 in Chicago, California's trying to turn on the heat. In Chicago, we plant gardens.
Yeah.
When it's 40, Italian sports cars won't start. People in Chicago are driving with the windows open.
What website are you reading from
at
right now?
At 32, distilled water will freeze. Lake Michigan water actually gets thicker.
Ew.
When it's down to 20, folks in Florida are looking for coats, thermal underwear, gloves, and wool hats. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, we just put on a light jacket.
See,
when it's 15, Chicago folk have the final cookout of the year before it really gets cold.
You realize that you're making my point for me, right?
Not really.
Because what it feels like to a Chicagoan is different what it feels like to a Floridian. This whole feels like thing, what it feels like to me is different than what it feels like to you. So it can't be some universal, it feels like -9. To me, to an Eskimo, it might feel like 68. To a, you understand? Like this, the whole thing is bunk. It needs
well,
to
no,
be.
Well, no.
It's bunk.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's bunk.
No, but because something feels like, say it feels like -9, that does not determine if it's warmer or colder.
If you're just
that is just a number.
If you're just joining us on Pretty Late for with Patty, who's off tonight, I'm Mark Harmon. She's
we're
Esmeralda
Lee. Debate on wind chill.
It's so cold outside. I was in so much pain that I got in her tonight. I'm like, what's the temperature outside? And so I see it's 2 degrees, and it says it feels like it's -9. Not to me, it doesn't feel like -9. It feels like it's -1,000.
So maybe you're a little overly sensitive, and maybe
yeah,
you're not
a
true Chicagoan at heart.
563 texting, what happened to Mr. Positive? The Cubs are down 3-1 at the beginning of a three-peat. The weather is fine. No snow, just a little brisk. Too many weird hours for the car.
Oh,
listen,
boy.
Sir.
How were you in science, Mark?
How am I in science?
How did you do in science in school?
Take a wild guess, Roger.
He was really questioning was everything.
All right, mark this down. Get a pencil. Get a pencil. Ready?
Yeah.
Because I know you like to have things right in front of you.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. So here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Wind chill equals.
Wind chill equals. Go ahead.
35.74.
35.74. Baddish.
Plus.
Uh-huh.
0.6215 T, as in Tom, or temperature.
Yeah, you've already lost me. Now
minus.
Yeah.
35.75 V, which is the wind speed.
Is that a velocity? V for velocity?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, see?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'm with you, buddy.
Times.
Times.
We got a parentheses here.
Yep.
All right. Uh-huh. 0.16.
Uh-huh.
End parentheses.
Uh-huh.
Plus.
Uh-huh.
0.4275 TV.
This isn't interesting. We have reached the point of uninteresting. Go.
This is a very long.
And one more. One more.
Yeah,
parentheses,
go ahead.
0.16, and parentheses.
Yeah.
So there's your formula.
Okay. Do you know
how to
do that?
For winds and miles per hour and Fahrenheit temperature.
None of that.
For figuring your wind chill.
You got to do the PEMDIS on that. Because it's got a bunch of parentheses.
Lauren's texting in from the 847 says he is right. I'm assuming that I am he and that I am right.
I'm going to say it's David that she's saying he is right.
Yeah, he, David.
319 texting, it feels like you're making a big deal out of nothing. No, wait, you are.
Oh, boys.
How old is this, Carmen? How old do you think this is?
How old do I think what is?
The wind chill.
That
I don't know if I care, but it, very old.
That math problem?
1939.
The point is, if you want to give me the wind chill, give me the wind chill. Don't give me the feels like.
That's the same thing.
Feels like is personal. My feelings are personal. They're personal to me.
Good, then keep them to yourself, and let's not argue about this, okay?
Yeah, but they're scientifically
it's science.
Telling you this feels like a certain number.
This is a radio show. You are allowed to argue about whatever you want to argue about.
They're not telling you it feels kind of cold. They're telling you it feels like this negative number.
You,
if you think it's not that cold, then you don't.
Tell you what I'm
but
feeling.
But if you think it's even cold,
I'm feeling unappreciated. I'm feeling like
good.
We're just a little frightened that
you know
you're
what we're
going to
change
science.
This. We're going to change it. It's not the wind chill index anymore.
No.
It's the Mark Carmen index.
No.
I'm telling you, we would make a bundle with a thermometer with Mark Carmen's head on it telling us what the temperature is.
Right.
Who doesn't want to wake up to that every morning?
I'll buy 5.
There you go. See, you already got 5 people.
I'll take one free,
six.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
You know what should happen to someone who opens up his show doubting science? He should wake up with 2 flat tires, 773.
Oh, man.
2 flat tires. And let me tell you something. I had an appointment, and I was trying to make it. I left my house No shower, trying to get there early.
Oh, boy.
I get out there, the double flat. I go to the mobile/Dunkin' Donuts on the corner of where I live.
Mm-hmm.
How much is air nowadays? Air.
What?
It's like 75
oh,
cents.
I see.
Yeah, it's a buck and a quarter at this thing. A buck and a quarter. I got to break $2 to get to. I mean, that's just it's criminal. What's going on in this city? $1.25 for air.
You should get an air compressor.
Yeah, I need an air compressor that feels like. I'm down on the ground with the metal air thing.
Jeez.
You know, my finger's about to freeze off. It didn't feel like -9 right then, Jennings. It felt like -1,028. So you can't, like, even the feelings within the moment in time change. It's not like it's not stagnant. So when you're walking and the breeze kicks
so
up, it feels it's
you
a,
just
it's,
want us to use
it's a flowing
wind
feel.
Chill as opposed to feels like because it offends your sensibilities.
Yeah,
is that what you're suggesting?
Sure, I think so.
I don't think we have a category for that one.
262,
Mark,
you
so.
Feel like
the
a,
Mark Carmen feeling.
You feel like a wuss. 262.
Ooh, I like that.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Didn't exactly. I cleaned that one up for everybody. 773. Carm, I think the wind chill today feels like 1,000 frozen bees stinging you. Anna G.
You know, I kind of do like this.
Lauren
these
says.
These feels likes. Because it kind of gives you a context.
312-981-7200.
It feels like 1,000 frozen bees.
Yeah, what does it feel like to you right now? Tell me what it feels like to you right now.
Anna thinks it's like 1,000 frozen bees stinging you. Although, how would they sting you if they were frozen?
That's a good point.
Frozen.
Don't get in the minutia of actual reality. This is not reality.
You know, Mark, I should have brought you my aura cleansing spray. I feel
your what?
Like you could have used that.
Your aura?
The last time I was here, we had a cleansing of the studio. We had a witch come in, and she cleansed the studio.
Yeah, you do this weird stuff, don't you?
She did. No, for real, she did. They
you
put
brought
some
in a
vinegar.
Witch?
Yeah, she put some vinegar on the doors, sprayed a little aura cleansing spray. She gave me prosperity oil, which I have on now.
Really? Can I get
good
some?
Day. I should have brought it in, because I feel like your aura is kind of off.
I've got bad aura right now?
I mean, you know, flat tires, questioning science.
What do you think? Is something bad going to happen when I leave tonight?
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just.
I think you are saying that. Like, I need to.
They weren't witch doctors. Just a witch.
So are there, like.
She wasn't given, like, juju out or anything.
Like, is there ghosts in the studio? Is that what they were doing at?
No, just, you know, since 2016 was kind of a bummer year.
I had a great 2016.
Okay.
How was your 2016?
I mean, it was all right, but, you know, and the general consensus was that it was kind of funky.
See, that whole general consensus thing.
You don't like that feels
yeah, I'm
like.
Yeah, I'm not a big general consensus.
2016 felt like.
I know a lot of people died, celebrities that people cared about.
But, yeah, we had a little
That was no
cleansing.
Bueno. That was no bueno, but, you know, a lot of people had great years in 2016. People are going to die this year, too.
That is true.
Hopefully it
you
won't be
correct.
Any. Hopefully it won't be any of your loved ones. Right?
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's the end of the day.
What
right.
an optimist. Wow.
Yeah. That was optimistic.
Esmeralda, he needs help. Please.
Telling you this
use
that
spray. Use it, please. Pretty please.
Douse him with it.
I've been having a great day, man. I don't feel like I need.
Did you get those tires unflattened?
Yeah, I got the tires are unflattened.
Okay, good.
So that and I thought I was going to be like 10, 15 minutes late for my appointment. I was like 2 minutes late.
Okay,
that's a win, right?
So it worked out.
Right. I battled.
You were better for it.
Right. I had a great time tonight, having a little dinner by myself, preparing for the show, getting ready to be with you. Mm. I dressed up for you tonight, Esmeralda.
You weren't just wearing that already?
No, I was. Mm-hmm. I was.
But you didn't take it off.
I didn't take it off.
You still look.
Well, I did actually take it off. I took a shower. I took a shower. Like,
oh.
You know, but nice little. I prepped right then. I was feeling a little tired, so I took a little shower to get nice and ready
Whoa.
For you.
Okay.
Stopped at the big Dunkin'
Goodness
Donuts.
Gracious.
You know what it says on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee cup? I wanted to mention this.
What's that?
Do you have any idea? Can we give something away? I like giving things away.
I mean, I know there's things on there, but
what is their slogan that's on the Dunkin' Donuts cup?
Oh. All right. Well, I'll tell, you know, whoever's calling in. They'll let you know.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you do.
And I can see the cup.
Well, but... hold, before we do that, hang on. Rachel wants to talk about qualitative versus quantitative. This should be interesting. Go ahead, Rachel. Welcome to 720 WGN.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Carmen Esmeralda. How are you?
Hi, good.
We're great, Rachel.
Okay, two things. I got two things. David Jennings is describing the temperature in a quantitative manner. That's the way he's doing it. The second thing is that you are describing it in a qualitative. It's different. I did take science, and I like science. It's just a different way of describing the same thing.
Which one's cooler?
Okay, let me make an analogy. There's a literary allegory to this. When Dante wrote The Divine Comedy, he used this weather to describe hell. So actually, I think the way you're describing it is accurate. It's
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
It is, but you have to have a quantitative way. It's the science of meteorology. You have to have a way to measure it quantitatively. Do you see what I mean? You have to have
I do, but I don't think it makes any sense. Like when you're
you're right, and the way Dante describes it in the Divine Comedy is very good. He's like it. He describes hell as being this cold. So you can, you know, not that that's it's kind of a morbid example, but I couldn't think of anything else to like qualitatively describe it. That's what he did. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense, but again, Rachel, when we're talking about relatability, don't you relate much better to me than you do to Jennings up there with his feels like negative nine BS? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, it's use that as a parameter. We are hockey fans. We live in Chicago. It's cold. I mean, that's just you do things like ski, and then you get warm, and then you go to hockey games, and that's how it is.
Okay.
So suck it up and deal with it, Carmen.
No.
Yeah,
very cold.
It's freezing out, isn't it, Rachel?
It's very cold outside. I understand. You make sure you wear down or wool or fur. Buy a fur. Wear those fur coats with wool and down. Like go get really nice coats.
Rachel, I'm from the bottom of my heart, I truly, truly appreciate you.
You are both. You're both right about it. I think you're both right.
But I'm
The meteorologists have to have a formula. Let them have their formula, and then you can like add your thing and do the thermometer with the Carm picture on it. That's good too.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're making so much money.
Excellent. You what?
So much
the
money.
Carm thermometer.
Right, and then you can buy a hockey ticket and go watch the Hawks. I mean, there you go.
All right, the plan is in. we got to get it in an outline or something. Rachel, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, qualitative versus quantitative.
All of this blasphemy you're speaking, Mark.
Blasphemer?
Tom Skilling would shoot you down with a lightning bolt if he heard you talking this way.
Skilling is with me, even if he's not. I feel Tom and I have
he would smite you, I think.
Really? I think Tom and I would really get along well. I like the 847 as breaking news. It's colder than things that I can't say out there. Thank you, 847. you're speaking my language. Quick timeout, 720 WGN. Happy Friday night to you. Esmeralda Leon, yours truly, Mark Carmen, with you till 2. Patty's off tonight. She'll be back on Monday. Thank you for the enlightening conversation tonight. I'm learning a lot. Are you learning anything, Esmeralda?
I mean, I already knew these things.
See, I feel
so
bad then.
So, a refresher, I guess.
Yeah. So, one thing I'm also learning, I'd like to teach to you right now, and to you, Esmeralda, although you already know this. So, I got my large cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which, by the way, one of my New Year's resolutions this year was less coffee, more tea.
What number is that?
What number of the day?
Yeah.
Good question. I'm trying to remember. This is number one of the day.
That's good.
Number one of the day. So, and I felt like, okay, you're working tonight. You're allowed to have a coffee.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Is it cream and sugar?
I never do sugar.
Okay.
Sugar scares me. I have enough sugar elsewhere. So I just go, I'm a cream only guy.
Okay.
All right.
That's not bad.
So everybody knows that Dunkin' Donuts slogan is America runs on Dunkin', right?
Yeah.
Which is written on your coffee cup. But I'm sitting here looking at this thing. And there is another slogan on here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can tell us what it is, 312-981-7200, we will reward you with something from the WGN Prize Vault, a.k.a. Lou Malnati's Pizza. Because I think it's very interesting.
I didn't know.
Bold statement that's on the cup that you... I mean, most people drink... How often do you have a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee?
Probably once a week.
Once a week, right? Yeah. I mean, so 50 times a year, you're holding this cup. Right? And here's this slogan right in your face.
Never saw that
and
one.
And you never even notice it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see people know.
I'm wondering if anybody knows. I'm thinking that no one does and nobody will call. 312.
Because they're embarrassed?
Well, I just don't think that... Like, I feel like there's... If I can give Dunkin' Donuts just a brief moment of
do you just want free Dunkin' Donuts?
I like
who doesn't want free Dunkin' Donuts?
I love the coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not a big donut Dunkin' Donuts person.
I don't eat. You know what I get?
What do you get?
The wraps.
Not bad.
You ever had one of the sausage wraps? Those
wake up wrap.
Yeah. Oh man.
Little breakfast baby.
They're so good. They're so tiny enough that you kind of feel it's nice. It's filling, but it's not too filling.
They do a decent muffin.
Like
a nice coffee cake muffin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then they do cold brew now. They're all fancy. Mm-hmm. So now you don't have to go to Starbucks.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Tom is getting the calls up here.
Oh, do we have someone?
Some people
know, I think. Or they have driven into a Dunkin' Donuts and gotten Dunkin' Donuts. I will commend Dunkin' Donuts for that. There's a lot of 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep.
Which is a lifesaver.
It's huge. Very, very big.
Because there are no Starbucks is, there's maybe a couple that are open 24 hours.
Tom's doing his own show on there with each of the callers, apparently. Oh. Having a very deep conversation with Kevin. All right, there we go. Let's see, 312-981-7200.
Lou Malnati's.
What is it? Lou Malnati's for if you know what it says on the Dunkin' Donuts mug. Kevin, what's up, man?
Yes. Hi.
What does it say on the, I need every word exactly right here, Kevin. Do you know it, Kevin in Berlin?
Says your coffee just right every time.
My God.
Nice.
My God. Are you holding a cup right now, Kevin?
No.
And you know that it says on here, your coffee just right every time.
Yeah, I drink coffee every night.
And you drink coffee every night.
Very nice. How do you take it?
Cream of sugar.
What else does it say on here, Kevin? And what more? Because there's other things on here, too. You've won, but how much? How good are you? What else is on this thing?
Says Dunkin' Donuts on it.
It does say Dunkin' Donuts on it. That's correct. What else does it have on here?
That's it.
No, it's got more. It's got.
What does it?
It says caution. What else?
Oh, yeah, because everybody sues nowadays.
Yeah. Caution. This beverage is extremely hot. It's got that on there, right? It says it twice, actually. And then it's got DunkinDonuts.com. Isn't this interesting, Kevin?
Oh, God.
Sure.
Hey, Kevin, you won some Lou Malnati's. That's exciting.
Oh. Kevin, congratulations. I didn't think that there was anybody out there. I thought I was the only one. I thought that I was the most observant person of all time because I noticed that on the Dunkin' Donuts cup.
But you had noticed America runs on Dunkin'. That's the big one. He didn't see that.
Yeah, I missed that part.
He didn't see that in the beginning.
Kevin?
Yes?
Do you think we've grown together right now? Are we closer as a listener/radio host family?
Oh, yes. I listen to you every night at work.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin?
Yes.
I kind of want to meet you for lunch later this week.
You can have a Lou Malnati's.
Maybe we could have pizza together. Kevin, congratulations. Happy New Year, man. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thanks.
All right. I don't think Kevin knows either of our names.
That's okay.
No, that's not okay. We got to get out there.
But he recognizes our voices.
That's true.
I'm sure. If he heard us just in a crowd of people, he heard us talking. He'd go, I know you.
Yeah. Well, Dunkin' Donuts commitment, your coffee, just right every time.
Are you trying to get a sponsorship?
Yes, I'd like to be. I think Dunkin' Donuts should absolutely be on this station, should be sponsored.
Dunkin' Donuts. Sponsored Mark Carmen, the sponsor of
right
Dunkin', the man, the Dunkin' man. You're the Dunkin' man.
Mark Carmen is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Your radio just right every time.
Just you yourself is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Your radio and your coffee just right every time. Dunkin' Donuts. Wake up with Dunkin' Donuts. And when you need a pick me up during the day, dial up at the Carm on Twitter. Dunkin' Donuts. At the Carm.
How do you dial into Twitter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts at the Carm, a match made in coffee radio heaven.
Oh. That's a good, I like that one.
Dunkin' Donuts at the Carm. Your radio. All right. All right.
Ooh,
Midnight.
Boy.
Jennings, next. News, 720 WGN. A little Get Lucky. Isn't that what it's called?
Yes. That's, right, I guess, what you need.
Right at midnight with the Get Lucky. I see you, Tom Hush. I feel you. 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carvin. She is Esmeralda Leon. We are in for Patty Vasquez. Pretty Late returns on Monday night. We're going to be joined by a special, special talent in a moment here. A lot of people texting in on Dunkin' Donuts with slogans. Dunkin' Donuts, hot coffee. Good not only when it's cold, but when it's Carmen cold.
Yeah, see? Mm. Carmen cold. You can do a whole... You need to get on this with Dunkin'.
Do you think Dunkin' wants...
He could be their man.
Dunkin' needs a little jolt. You know, it's kind of gotten old, Dunkin'.
Okay.
I mean, it's a great... Dunkin' Donuts could use... I mean, I've been a long-time fan.
Yeah, they could use a pitch man.
I mean, my favorite thing going to a Bulls game these days is the Dunkin' Donuts race. I love Biggie Bagel versus Dashing Donut versus Cuppy Coffee.
And you could be in the middle of it.
Right. You looked at me like, hey, do you ever go to Bulls games?
No.
Yeah, we need to go to...
Never been.
You've never been to a Bulls game?
Never been.
Come on. Do you like basketball?
I mean...
Not really?
Back when...
MJ?
Yeah.
What about him? That's something nice.
He was great. No, I was a kid. I mean, I was a kid and I was watching and it was fun because they, you know, dunked. You know,
tickets are like $3 right now. We could go.
I've just never been.
All right, well.
But I do enjoy sporting events.
I think we should make it a thing.
Yeah, let's make it a thing.
Me, you, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'll find something.
Someone, that duck.
Right. All right, let us move along. We have another guest tonight. It's a great job. Here by Caroline O'Boyle, who's the Director of Programs and Partnerships for the 606 Trail, which is something really cool that I have not experienced as of yet, but should.
Very cool.
You've been on the 606?
I've been on it, yes.
Caroline, welcome to 720 WGN. Thanks for taking time tonight.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
You guys are unveiling the Turning Sky. This is tomorrow. A little art installation and illumination on the Milwaukee Avenue Bridge. Is that the deal?
That is the deal, yep. And it's coinciding with our second annual Walk with Light. So it's going to be a big fun day on the 606 tomorrow.
Caroline, we got a little bit of a static situation here. I think we want to maybe retry that, Tom. I don't know is it better now? I just put her on hold. That's why you went away.
Okay.
I think we might want to reconnect with Caroline. Maybe a quick callback is my recommendation here. I don't know what's going on with...
Our phones have gone a little funky.
We're having a little bit of a haywire situation.
A little bit.
But the 606, have you been on the 606?
I have. It's very cool. I think it's a great idea considering what it was before, which was an abandoned railroad line.
Right, and there was just... nothing. We love a good green space in the city. I love a good green space.
Oh, for sure.
And this was basically right through Humboldt Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where we had, I guess, the least amount of green space is in the city, right?
Yeah, and it's a nice way, too, to connect all these neighborhoods, because it goes diagonal.
So are there, like, lots of people up there hanging out? Yeah?
Yeah, it's a nice walk, and there's places where you can get off. So it's not like you're stuck there for the entirety of it.
Where do you get on?
You can get on. It's, I don't know exactly.
Okay, I'm like turning you into the 606 expert.
I know, now you're
trail
making
person.
Me. Just because I walked on it. I was walking on it, and I don't know where it was.
Let's see if Caroline sounds a little bit better. Hey, Caroline.
Hi.
Oh, much
better. Better now?
Oh,
yes.
So much better. So much better. Caroline, where do you get on the 606?
Well, there's 12 different access points.
Oh.
So it's starting at Aslan on the east, and Ridgeway on the west, and then about every quarter mile in between. So at the major streets like Western, California, Milwaukee and Levitt, where we're going to be tomorrow, there's lots of places to get on.
Is there, so when you get to quote-unquote get on, what do we got, stairs going up? What does it look like for those?
It's all 100% ADA accessible, so it's ramped. Every at every entrance, the ramp.
Okay.
So this is, it's the second annual Walk the Light. What should people expect when they go?
Well, what we're asking people to do is actually bring the light. So what we want people to do is, if you have any LED lights left over from Christmas or a flashlight, to put it on your clothes, your jacket, your hat, your dog, your stroller, and then walk the trail with us. We're going to be starting at the Spalding entrance ramp, which is near the west end of the trail, at 4 o'clock, and then we're walking towards Milwaukee Levitt. And when the procession comes to Milwaukee Levitt, they're going to light the Turning Sky, the new art installation, mm-hmm. and then the procession is going to go over the bridge and come down into Milwaukee Levitt Park.
Oh, wow.
So, hold on. What type of turnout are you expecting here, Caroline?
Well, that depends on the hardiness of our Chicago tomorrow. I was listening to the weather while you had me on hold, and it's going to be pretty chilly. So we expect only the hardiest of Chicagoans to come out for the walk, which means everybody, right?
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, you'll be walking.
In Chicago.
You're going to be walking. Right. You'll warm up.
We'll be walking. There's going to be some music with operatic and big illuminated objects while you're walking, so that should keep people entertained and happy. And then if you feel like, you know what, like I'm hardy, but I'm just not up for the walk, then what we advise you to do is just go straight to Milwaukee and Levitt Park, where we're going to have shadow puppet station where people can make their own shadow puppets. We're going to have s'mores and hot chocolate, and we're bringing in churros. And there's just going to be, we're going to have music and singing. So there's going to be a lot of fun things to do at Milwaukee and Levitt Park.
I personally, the fact now that you threw in the s'mores and the hot chocolate.
You got them in.
I mean,
yes? Yeah, I know my audience. I know what I'm talking about. So, and then at 4:30, the highlight will be, as you mentioned earlier, we have a new art installation that's opening tomorrow. And it's illuminating the Milwaukee and Levitt Bridge. So that's going to be the exciting ta-da moment.
And what I think is funny is earlier in our show, Mark Harmon was talking about wind chill and how he finds mm-hmm. the feels like weird. And actually, this piece is meant to visualize local weather and air quality conditions. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the really interesting thing about it. I mean, tomorrow they're just going to light it. But then in the coming weeks, they're going to connect it to weather stations so that when you're looking at the installation, the direction of which way the lights are traveling across it mm-hmm. will tell you which way and how fast the wind is blowing. And they'll also tell you what the temperature is. And so over time, Chicagoans who are looking at this bridge will be able to kind of read the weather by looking at the lights on the bridge.
See, Caroline, if I may give you some context for the earlier conversation, I think that the 606 could benefit from my wisdom here. You should have temperature, the wind chill, and then you can have like a feels like, and then in the feels like category, you could have like Alaska in the dead of winter, like would be tomorrow, like or you make feels like absolutely you should not be outside. However you want to do it, it should be words for the feels like here, Caroline. You guys, you can have a whole thing.
We should flash big words up there. So
right.
Instead of just light, say Alaska.
Right. We don't need the numbers are the numbers, but when you get actual feels and you break it down into a human sort of relatable feeling with actual letters and not numbers and a word that makes sense, I think that would take the 606 to the next level.
But it's going to be kind of like that, because what's going to happen is you're not even going to need the words. You're going to be like let's just say blue is the cold number.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, how blue is it? You know, like
right.
You're going to get like bluer and bluer and bluer. But the alternative, I know we're talking on a very, very cold day, but in the summer, the lights will be warm, lovely.
Mm.
So I think that it's going to just be all year long being able to tell you, you know, come on out and you know, enjoy the 606.
See, I think they have taken it to a next level already.
Apparently they have. Congratulations. Caroline,
well, I'd love to take you out there sometime for a walk so you could check it out yourself.
I'm in. Caroline, I don't want to be a backseat driver here, but why not wait for the special day and do it in the summertime? Why do it on one of the coldest days of the year?
Well, because we are seasonal celebrations out on the 606. So every quarter we have a big quarterly celebration. We do one in the winter, one in the summer, one in the spring, one in the fall. And unfortunately, the one that we had planned for the winter got snowed out in December. And so we rescheduled it for the cold and not the snow.
That's fair enough. I like that you're celebrating all the seasons.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's part of being a Chicagoan.
That's great.
We battle. It's like we go through a whole transformation by the time
we're like butterflies.
Right. It's a rebirth when we spring forward, Caroline. That's a day, right?
Right. Exactly. You know, and in spring, you know, we're going to be walking with blossoms on the 606. We're going to be celebrating all the blooming plants that are out there. So there's always something every season out on the 606.
Is there drinking on the 606, Caroline?
Is there, pardon me?
Drinking. Is there, you know, like a nice, could you have a little Cabernet and just hang out on a summer day? Is that legal?
No.
Yeah, okay.
This is family friendly.
No.
Okay,
but,
good.
You know, who knows what's in people's thermoses? We don't check. But we don't encourage it.
Right. Right. I get it. You don't need alcohol to have fun. Shame on me.
You don't.
Absolutely not.
Nope. But, you know, you were talking earlier about coffee. You could bring your coffee out there.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
We're going to have hot chocolate tomorrow as part of our celebration. We're making it ourselves. It's going to be delicious.
Can you play catch? Could we have a little game, if you bring the mitts out, or there's not enough room?
There's very little open park space up there because really the trail is meant to move people along. So you can ride your bike.
Okay.
You can walk your dog. Mm. You can bring out your stroller with your children. You can walk with your parents when they're in from out of town. There's just all kinds of things you can do up on the 606. You know, in this weather, people are mostly moving and moving fast. But, you know, it's just a great place to be outside.
And tell us again, when is this?
Tomorrow our event begins at 4, and you can either just head straight to Milwaukee and love it, or you can walk with our procession, which is going to kick off at 4 at the Spalding entrance ramp.
Very nice. And bring all your flashlights, lights,
yeah, light
anything that emits.
Right. We just want everybody to we did this last year, and people had such fun with it. And people were making illuminated umbrellas. We saw a lot of creatively lit strollers. So it was a lot of fun. And people were really disappointed when we had to cancel because of the snow a couple weeks ago. So there's a lot of people who are looking forward to this event.
Very nice. And it's all free, family friendly. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 7th.
That is exactly right.
Caroline, thank you for jumping on at this fine hour. We appreciate you and have a great time tomorrow.
Thanks. I hope to see you out there.
Absolutely. That is,
all right.
Thanks, Caroline. Caroline O'Boyle, Director of Programs and Partnerships for the 606 Trail. A little cool part of our city, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so fun. Called Walk with Light. And you just, I just like that how she was talking about the umbrellas. You can light up the umbrellas and people bring flashlights and.
A little nice celebratory moment in the winter. 606 Chicago's innovative park and trail system featuring its centerpiece, the elevated 2.7-mile-long Bloomingdale Trail, as well as 4 connected ground-level neighborhood parks. 2 more parks to come.
Yeah, I like the s'mores and hot chocolate.
Love a s'mores.
That sounds nice.
Love a hot chocolate. You know what I also love?
What?
Online dating.
Do you?
Not really, actually.
Do you really?
But there's a big day coming up in 2 days. So you singles out there, and even those who perhaps want to be single, stay tuned. 720 WGN. I remember when I lost my mind. 720 WGN. Good evening. Is it good evening still? 12:24 a.m.?
I mean, technically it's morning, but you can still say evening.
Can't really be technically morning. We got to stick with the Patty.
It's 12 a.m.
It's 12 a.m. Well, it's, I guess, okay, fine.
But
what does it feel
like? Yeah,
you can
say evening. What does it feel like, Carm?
Feels like it's late. That's what it feels like
pretty
to me.
Pretty late?
It feels pretty late. So, all right, we got a big day coming up here. What's today? Today's the 6th, correct?
Now it's the 7th.
So, on January the 8th,
Yes.
At 8:49 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going to be going on, Esmeralda?
What's that?
Everyone in the entire world who is single is going to be on some dating app trying to find love.
8:49.
That's the big moment.
Mm.
Apparently, after the New Year's, people start feeling lonely.
Right.
Getting into those resolutions, want that connection, and websites like Match and Tinder,
mm-hmm.
Plenty of Fish, whatever you want to pick out. This Sunday, 8:49 p.m., all the singles are going to be out there.
Are you going to be on there?
No.
No?
No, not this time. I'm going to have to sit this one out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well then. It's apparently called Dating Sunday.
Right?
It's not a very exciting name. Someone should give it a better name.
Dating Sunday. I'd like to actually hear from people who have met their loved ones online, had success, perhaps are even married. 312-981-7200.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
You did.
I had my ex. I met him online.
We were Your ex?
Yeah, we were together for 10 years, so.
But not the current one?
No.
You're still with the current
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay.
But I did not meet him online.
I was getting worried. So you met your ex. It yeah. lasted for 10 years.
Yeah, so I mean,
which
you could say that's a success.
Which
Yahoo Personals. I don't think they exist anymore.
You met your ex on Yahoo Personals?
Yeah. I mean, this was 2004, 2003.
That's so not...
It was the beginnings of all that... online dating stuff.
Okay.
I was an early adopter.
You were like, before that, you were like reading the want ads in the old Tribune.
Yeah, I was reading. Yes. I was, you know.
You were like dating.
Like pina coladas and walking in the rain or whatever.
Right.
No, I have some tips too for
okay.
this Dating Sunday.
Okay. What do you got
some
for people?
Online dating tips. Use the big dating apps. Which makes sense, especially on that Sunday.
What are the big dating apps?
There's going to be it's going to be the most traffic, new members. There's the Tinder, Match, Plenty of Fish, OkCupid.
Okay.
That's a big one.
What about Bumble? Is Bumble not a big one?
Bumble, from what I've heard, it's becoming a big one. It's not...
I feel like a lot of people are on the bum.
It's no OkCupid. I'll say that much.
OkCupid's the number one?
Well, it depends. Because Tinder is mainly for the hooking up. And I would say OkCupid is more for relationships.
Now, how do they get these distinctions?
Because Tinder is very immediate. What? Real immediate.
What does that mean?
Well, because you're swiping. I mean, have you used Tinder?
I have not.
So Tinder is just you're swiping.
Yeah.
Yay or nay.
Okay.
And then when you match with someone, it immediately tells them, and it's on their phone. You can't do this on the computer. So immediately, if they have it set up where they get the little noise, wherever they are, they'll see so-and-so is matched. You can immediately start talking to them, and you can set up when you want to hook up.
So you're saying that once the ding goes off, the pants come off, basically?
Pretty much. Tinder's, I mean, the pants might already be off waiting.
Tinder's just instant?
Yeah. Very much so, if you want it to be. It's very much so.
312-981-7200, who met their loved ones on Tinder and wanted to dispel that notion. You can actually...
I mean, yeah, there is the other side, but for the most part... People use Tinder to hook up.
I thought that like the ones for the pure hookup was, what's that adult? Like Ashley Madison.
That's for cheating.
Oh. Just for cheating?
Yeah, that's for people who are, yeah, married and, well, I guess single people can go on there if they're looking for...
Okay, so Ashley Madison is purely for the adults that are married and are looking to cheat on their significant others?
Right, it's very secret aside from that one time that they let everyone's names out.
That was a mistake for Ashley Madison. Right.
But other than that, but you know, there's Hinge, apparently. Coffee meets bagel. J-Swipe.
What's coffee meets bagel?
I'm not sure.
Coffee
That's
meets
new.
Bagel?
I've been out of the game for a little bit.
Carm, you did J-Swipe.
I did.
Remember? Quite a number of months ago.
I did, Raj. I got Patty Vasquez on there. Hold on.
Coffee meets bagel.
Meets bagel.
Meet your everything bagel today. Oh, gosh.
Match.com.
That's their slogan.
Coffee meets bagel. This could be for you, Badish. I know you're happily married.
No.
So you know what this is? I think this is, again, which is nice. I like this. This is for women.
Each day at noon, guys will receive up to 21 quality matches known as bagels. They're given the option either like or pass. Then Coffee Meets Bagel will curate the best potential matches for women among the men who expressed interest.
So are the women the coffee?
Apparently the women are the coffee.
Or wait, no, wait. Wait, the women are bagels.
Each day at noon, guys will do 21. The women are the bagels.
Okay.
Women will choose who get to talk to them among the quality men who already like them. That's right. No more guessing games. Hashtag ladies' choice.
I like this.
Who's the locks?
Good question.
I would take some locks. I do like these because I had such a problem on dating sites. Because you get a lot of people that aren't taking it. And I wasn't taking it seriously, but you know, to a point, you want to find people who are interested in dating and maybe a relationship, or it doesn't have to be so serious and you want to get married or anything, but still, you spark something with someone and you want to take it further. And a lot of times it was just very casual, or people wouldn't respond to you at all, or if they would, it would be once and then they would just disappear. And it was very up and down.
312 is texting in Esmeralda. Daughter met a guy in Texas on Plenty of Fish. He was originally from Chicago and was moving back here. She caught, in quotes, a great guy. And the wedding is in July.
That's wonderful. See, that's a good story. I like that. I had no success on Plenty of Fish. It was awful there.
Have you tried Farmers Only?
No.
That can't be real.
It is 100% real.
No, it is real. It is real.
Farmers Only.
I don't think I could have...
Can there be like tennisonly.com?
You know what? They're probably, you should start that, Mark.
At tennisonly.com.
It's just tennis. You know what? I would, if I was still single, yeah. I would totally, and if I was into the rural life, I would probably do Farmers Only. Because, I mean, I can't go on. I don't want to go to the farm.
Who in this city is on farmersonly.com?
There are people who don't want to live in the city. That is a thing.
So what does that mean? Like you would move out to Gurnee?
Yeah, so maybe.
Gurnee.
Well,
is that farmland to you? Gurnee's.
DeKalb? What do you want me to?
Yeah, probably. Like,
DeKalb's a little better. Right. A lot more farms around
that. You know what? And Joliet, if you go the surrounding area, Shanahan, Shorewood, all those areas, they do have corn and they're growing soy and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there is farmland.
Well, just the important thing, if you're just joining us, this Sunday is the big online dating day. Everyone in the world, supposedly.
No.
The most...
Well, who's single, Roger?
The biggest single moments of the year, Roger, yeah, is this Sunday night at 8:49 p.m.
Yeah, this is like a Black Friday for dating.
Right. Everybody's going to be on there, Badish.
Not everyone.
No, Badish.
I want to know what people did before the internet to find...
I don't know.
They went to bars.
And that
they
was
went to
awful
socials.
Too. Socials.
They went to socials. They went to temples and churches. You know, they bumped into each other in the grocery store. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
How'd you meet your wife, Roger?
Actually, she was a waitress at a restaurant in Bloomington Normal, and I went into the restaurant for lunch. I was a salesman at a radio station there, and I went in to grab some lunch, and she was the waitress on duty at that time, and apparently she went gaga over me.
Oh,
literally.
She did?
Yep.
How so?
She ran into the back, and I heard some screams, and then came
Jeez.
Running back out, and we started talking, and me being my suave, debonair personality, and told her, you know, who I was, where I worked, and got to know her a little bit. And she had just finished school there at Illinois State. She's from Galesburg. And I came back a couple of days later. She was working in the back at the time, and the waitress that was out in front ran back, and there was some more screaming. And she came running out, and we started dating. I asked her out on a date.
It's a lot of screaming.
Well, like, oh, my God, he's here.
Right, but yeah. Still.
Good job, Roger.
Wow.
So you...
And we dated each other for about a year.
A year.
For about a year. And then we got married.
No way.
Yeah, way, way.
That's a very short amount of time.
And it'll be 41 years married in February.
Well, that's good. Well, for the rest of us.
Sorry.
We need dating
That was
apps.
When we were 24 we got married.
So here's another tip. Curate a variety of photos.
A who?
A variety of photos.
Of yourself?
Yes.
Why?
For the websites.
Oh, to post them.
Multiple right. pictures, Badish.
Multiple.
Do people post their own pictures on websites?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
Roger.
Go to these.
So you got to do headshots. You got full body.
I want to see a person real life, just like.
Yeah, you see them in that picture.
No, it's a picture. Never mind.
What do you? Well, do you think it also takes your soul, Roger?
Probably.
Let us get a check of news here with somebody who's never been on a dating website ever,
yeah.
and will never
or
be.
Or seen pictures, I believe.
Yes. 12:30 with the news. Here is at 12:35, Roger Badish. 12:40 a.m. Good morning. Hope you're having a great night. Happy Friday/Saturday to you. I'm Mark Harmon. She is Esmeralda Leon. We're in for Patty. What up?
Text.
Text line 312-981-7200.
Faith in online dating. 630 says my 28-year-old son and my 25-year-old daughter both met their spouses on Tinder.
I like the 779 better. Esmeralda is cute. I think I saw her on Farmers Only a while back. Too bad she's not single anymore.
Was never on Farmers Only, so I guess you saw my doppelganger on Farmers Only.
Well, you right now you kind of look like a farmer. You're wearing you're wearing a scarf.
It's, farmers wear scarves?
I think they do.
Do they? Okay.
Well, it's like a red scarf. There's a certain farmer's nature to what you're
it's
doing.
A farmer. It's a plaid scarf.
That's very farmery.
Okay. No, I would never go on Farmers Only.
Have you ever farmed anything?
No.
Have you ever?
I have a very, very awful, I have a black thumb.
Was
for
really
growing things.
That bad, huh?
Yeah. It's no
but
good.
But you make a good chicken.
Right. That's not farming.
Well, chickens are on a farm.
That's true. So they are on a farm, but I did not, I never kill the chicken and or
She
raise
didn't
it.
Raise it. She
yeah,
cooked
I don't raise
it.
Them.
Esmeralda
Big
can do
difference.
Badish. Esmeralda can do anything. That's what I'm
I
trying.
Know she can.
I could. No, I could. But I could never live on a farm.
She's,
I would, no.
You're selling yourself short. I'm saying there's nothing in the world you can't do.
This is very. Thank you.
This
thank
is the you. New Carmen for this year.
Right.
You know,
I'm
by
a,
the way, everything's positive. Everything's
right.
go, go.
That's right, Roger.
Right.
I'm a very positive person. Hey, let's get Joy in here. 312-981-7200. Sunday's the biggest online dating day of the entire year. Joy, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I love this subject. Years ago, after my husband had been dead for quite a while, my kids had grown up, somebody I worked retail with had met her spouse on one of the match sites, and she convinced me to go on Match.com. I put a profile up, and I was working security, so I said I was interested in law enforcement, security, home remodeling, some things I was doing around the house. And weirdly, I got three different profiles back right away from guys that had they like fine wines and taking long walks in the outdoors and great eating establishments all kinds of
sounds
wonderful
nice.
Things like travel and things, and they were all doctors and they seemed to all work in the same hospital. I thought maybe they decided to all sign up at the same time. It was Dr. Steve, Dr. Bill, Dr. Joe, and as I looked at it for a few more minutes I realized it wasn't Dr. Dr. period. It was DOC Steve, DOC Joe, DOC Bill. There was Department of Corrections.
Oh, no.
And so she met her mate on there, and I said, because I put law enforcement, I attracted three inmates that were really interested in travel and fine dining in 8 to 20 years. So that was my first and last time on any of the sites. But
well, that was a rough start there, Joy. But,
kind of fun, kind of interesting.
So you're telling me that people in the Department of Corrections are checking online dating and trying to find love?
No, the inmates.
This was way back in the day, but they and there was no there. You didn't see them from the neck down. That's what tipped me off was the camera was tilted where their face in the big gray building in the back, which I thought was a hospital because I thought they were doctors. So yeah, you didn't see the green or the orange jumpsuit. So
that is rough.
Don't know if they still get to do that or not, but at least they let you know where they are. So,
Joy, are you dating anyone now?
Nope, not interested.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I get
having
it.
A happy life.
Hey, many people have chosen the single life, and they're good to go. Joy, thanks for sharing.
A lot of good friends. Take care, guys.
There
have
you
a
go.
Good night.
Absolutely, Joy.
Thank
checking
you.
In. You can too. 312-981-7200.
That's got to be rough, though.
Some people date dudes they date inmates.
Right. There's websites for that. There's websites for everything. There is a inmate like dating pen pal situation website.
That's
yeah,
because
I mean, how
bizarre.
Else are they going to find those people?
Sure. You want to provide support for somebody who's maybe on the recovery.
Sure.
You don't necessarily want a whole lot of connection, but you want some connection.
Yeah. When I was single, I met a guy who was, he wasn't in prison. He had, like, he was in a, like, a, what are those homes?
Home? Halfway home, like he has been let out of prison, but he's got to stay in the halfway home until he's reassociated with society or something
pretty
like
much.
That, a work home.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And he never said anything about it until, like, the next day.
Well, didn't you kind of catch on after he didn't invite you back somewhere?
Jeez, Roger.
You settle down up there, Badish.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. It was just weird. Now, there were things that, after the fact, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay.
It is hard to know.
It's a little funky.
Exactly who you're talking to.
Right, because he was talking as if he still had the job he was, you know, talking about on his profile and all that.
Right, my cousin is a very proficient online dater. When she would meet these guys, she'd be like, all right, let's see the driver's license. Like,
oh, wow.
I mean, right at it. First, I want
that's smart.
Right?
No, I like that.
Bust it out. I want to know how old you are. I don't believe you. Give me the license.
Oh.
Yep.
No, you know what? I like that. I should have done that.
Here's mine. I want yours.
I never thought about it. That's a very smart way to do things.
It's aggressive. Some people are afraid to be that, you know, that could be considered rude or something along those lines.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, I would never think to do that. By the way, people are talking about the scarf.
Yeah, what are they saying about your, yeah.
Or not 708, 779. Well, one, they're watching on WGNRadio.com. So they said I took my scarf off fast. I was just messing with it.
Right. You're,
but farmers wear red scarves, or we hillbillies call them handkerchiefs.
Well, you've got a
bandanas.
Bandanas. That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
This is a scarf.
Close enough.
Uh-huh.
You're in the general farmers only
right.
ballpark.
I'll have to be wearing some overalls next time.
You got any more tips? I got some here for it. They say that you're supposed to keep your profile brief and positive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is one of those online dating tips that seems obvious but gets messed up a lot. Brevity is key. 200 to 300 words should do it.
Yeah, you don't need a novel. You don't need a novel, guys. Oh, here's one I should have listened to. Heed red flags. If something seems off about a profile, there's probably something off about the person. Yeah. People who come across as dramatic or unstable on their profiles or talk about sex way too soon are probably best avoided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Talk before meeting. Profiles can misrepresent who people are, but even a super quick chat usually won't. Phone call is a great screening mechanism before the date.
I get freaked out if they try to call me.
Really?
I don't like talking on the phone. I still don't. It's weird. My boyfriend will call me and I'm like, do you need something?
Honestly,
what's going on?
How did that happen?
I don't know. I just don't like talking on the phone.
No talking on the phone.
It's
just text me.
Yeah,
so like when I called you tonight, like, Esmeralda, would you like something from Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, one, I was like, who is this?
Okay, but then you knew who it was.
I didn't have, well, yeah.
And so did it bother you? Like, Carm, why didn't you just text me?
No, I mean, I would have. No, that was okay.
You and your
boyfriend. It was brief.
Okay, but you and your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Do you text all day or do you actually have a conversation?
Yeah, we text.
Okay, but like to make plans. Like, say
we text.
You text.
Yeah. Unless it's something that it's way too long to text, you call. But you just text it. It's fine.
Text.
I'll see you. I'll see you in a minute.
Do you think that if this didn't work out, and I hope this will work out, and you'll
hold
it, do you think you'll communicate that by text, or do you think you'll, hey, I'm out. Just want to let you know.
I'll see you later.
I mean, that's a full.
No, no, that's just no.
But that's a full thing.
That's
though.
Not cool.
People just do the text breakup.
Yeah, which is not cool.
Got to get up. Got to get
or
in there
on the phone. Did Seinfeld? Seinfeld. You know, they said what? What is it like after 3 days? 3 days of dating, then you have to do it face to face.
Who makes these rules up?
I don't know, Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. Yeah.
Seinfeld did.
What's wrong with you? Don't you know that?
Don't you follow their rules?
Seinfeld did a lot of dating before he got married at 45. Now he's 62 and he's got 3 kids. Kind of an inspiration for me. I love how he's lived his life.
Wow, okay.
779's
getting... Never heard anyone say that.
779's getting real creepy with you now saying I'd love to see you in overalls.
Oh, boy.
Woof.
Okay. Yep.
I like a good overall. Little Oshkosh bagosh.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
A little Osh, yeah.
A little stem of wheat coming out of her mouth. Just chewing on it.
I somehow have dimples, or no, not dimples, freckles on my face. Yeah. Yeah, no.
A little straw hat.
Have you ever detasseled?
Cool. What?
Detasseled.
What's that?
Corn. That's you detassel corn.
That's what you do on if you live in a small, rural farming town during the summer, your gig is detasseling.
You've done that?
No, I don't live in a small rural town, and
my wife did.
Yeah,
she's detasseled. Wait, so yeah, wait, you have
her family
detasseled?
Has several farms out near Galesburg, and that's where she spent her summers working on the farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was a vendor. I sold beer and cotton candy and hot dogs.
Corn was in the beer somehow.
That's right. Yeah, that's as close as I got.
In the Cracker Jacks.
I was selling malt cups, Esmeralda, when I started working. Well, originally I was bagging groceries, but I lasted 3 weeks at Sunset Foods. Woman came.
Why?
Because
what happened?
No.
Ooh, Carmen got in trouble. Boy.
I didn't get in trouble. I just hated it and said, "No, I'm not doing it. Sorry." It was like a grocery store. It's always cold. And
how old are you?
Wait a minute.
What? 16, 17.
And this is your complaining at this point?
He was in high school, right?
Yeah, I didn't need the money quite then, and I remember somebody came up with like 3 shopping carts full of food, and I looked at him like, "Nope," and I just walked away and went to the bathroom.
Really?
Yep, came back. The manager sitting there bagging it all up just looks at me like I'm nuts. Like, why did you leave? I'm like, I had to go to the bathroom. So,
oh, man.
Sorry.
Wow. Did you get fired or you were just like,
no,
I'm going to go now. Bye.
I don't remember if I got fired. I think I quit. I had the hot dog cart.
Wait, you had a cart?
Yeah, like one of those rolling carts.
Really?
Yeah.
Here in the city or where?
No, I was in Rough and Tumble Highland Park.
Oh, where'd you go? Like, did you have to pick where to go, or
no,
did they tell you?
You'd roll it from the Park District up the hill to downtown. You'd sit out there, sell hot dogs, and then roll it on back at the end of the day.
Oh, did you move around?
No,
did
not
you have
really.
Regulars?
We did, like, on July 4th, we had a big soda sale. So we were out there with, like, the shopping carts making moves.
Soda sale, okay.
You know,
did you wow all the girls with your hot dog?
Yeah, were
there?
You like, hey, no. Hey, pretty lady.
No.
Yeah. Did you, like, mustard on that hot dog?
Whoa.
No. It got to, like, July. You were supposed to, this was, like, for young entrepreneurs going into college type of thing. It got to the middle of July, and we were like, yeah, not into this anymore. Time to quit. And
you really, I like the way you think when you're time. It's time to go. No, yeah. I'm done. I got it.
Did you go to the bathroom then too?
No, we told them we
someone else took the cart back.
There was 3 of us that were sharing this cart for the summer, and so it was July, probably the 20th, something like that. And we had it till like August 15th. We just went to the guy and like, yeah, we're not into it anymore. Sorry.
He's
like,
all 3 of you?
Yeah, well, I don't want to do this anymore. Do you want to do it anymore? No, I don't want to do it anymore. Okay, we're all in unison. Okay, we'll go and we'll tell them. So then the dude's like, I'm not going to give you any recommendation for anything. Your whole professional life is going to be ruined. And I said, I'm willing to take that risk, sir.
Your whole hot dog cart food service life,
yeah.
Done and done. And it wasn't, because then what did you go do?
I sold hot dogs at Wrigley, man.
Yeah.
So I showed him.
Without that guy's recommendation.
Yeah. Damn right. My career wasn't over. It took me a second to develop the work ethic that I have now.
Oh.
It's the overriding point.
Yeah, it's kind of, I can see that. You
right.
weren't doing too hot
it was
when
a little,
you were younger.
I was a little slow out of the box. A
little bit, yes.
But then it kicked in when fear just took over that.
Oh.
Life was good.
Well, yeah, fear. Yeah. Yeah, whenever there's fear, it takes everything over.
Let's see. 779. Farmers like in Joliet and Shorewood, LMAO. We grow.
There are farmers.
We grow corn and soybeans around here. I love the show. I love you guys. Keep me laughing as I'm shucking corn. LOL.
There's no more corn.
What do you mean there's no
more
corn?
Like, you can't shuck corn right now.
Not right.
No. They've all shucked it.
It's all been shucked. It's been shucked. The shucking
right?
is. Yeah.
Well, in the northern hemisphere.
Should we talk about real things after
God.
1 o'clock?
Yeah. No, we should. Yeah.
Why start now?
Well, it's late at night, Roger. I mean, does anybody really want our serious opinions?
Yes.
I actually had a huge accomplishment today.
Oh.
Huge accomplishment. And I also think there's a whole fraud going on.
Well, I want to hear about that.
Okay, we'll do that after 1 o'clock. One of my great accomplishments of the last, say, 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was pretty good.
No, that's a big thing.
All right, quick time out. We'll get the news on time because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
720 WGN. 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. She is Esmeralda Leon.
Yes. They've almost finished taking down Christmas out there.
They've been out there for the whole show. This is a serious, serious undertaking.
Well, they have to clear out everything of the holidays and of joy.
I mean, it's all over.
It is.
January. Did you make New Year's resolutions?
I did.
How are you doing on them?
I'm doing well. It's been a week. I'm doing that whole 30 diet thing.
Yeah?
Have you heard of it?
No,
just,
kind of.
Just 30 days, you do like an elimination diet.
What are you eliminating?
So you don't eat soy, dairy, sugar, legumes, processed foods.
You're looking sicker.
Alcohol.
You're looking sicker by the moment.
Oh,
right
really?
Now. Like you're like
cool.
About to, are you looking like you're about to faint?
Great.
How do you feel?
Tired. Probably why I slept till 5 p.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's gonna happen because, you know, I'm not eating sugar. I'm not eating all the stuff that I'm used to, all those processed foods and things.
Do you feel any better outside of feeling tired? Not yet. Have you lost weight?
No, it's been 5 days.
You can lose weight in 5 days.
I mean, yeah, but that's probably very unhealthy.
Yeah. Okay.
That would not be good. Oh, no. But yeah, day five. So
okay.
This is good.
Well, congratulations.
Good. Did you?
I have been doing better on the workout trail.
Oh.
Pushed a solid spin class yesterday, Esmeralda.
Very nice.
That happened. And been doing more yoga. That's happened.
Wow.
Coffee versus tea has been a battle, but I've done, I think, slightly better.
Okay. Well, I think one today is good.
It's right.
A good number to be in.
What else is going on? Be on time. I've been on time.
Good job. Oh, yeah. Except that, I mean, that was out of your control, so you didn't. You couldn't help it this morning.
Right.
Your flat tires.
Mostly was on time there.
Right.
I'm counting that as a plus.
Guess what?
It's time for news.
We're going to be on time for this.
Damn right we are.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It is 1 a.m. and here's Roger Batty.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching their eyes. Looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Show flying along here. 1 hour to go. I'm Mark Carmen. She is Esmeralda Leon.
Hello.
Pleased to be sitting in for Patty tonight. She's Patty back on Monday.
Monday.
You want to hear about my big accomplishment of the day, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. It's been roughly 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 years.
Okay.
Insurance has been a thing. I went to the dentist today, Esmeralda.
Whoa.
I got in the chair. I said, Dr. Dentist, have
he's
at
it. He's just a doctor.
Man. Have at it, buddy. And so anytime you go to the dentist, right, you really worry that something's wrong.
Yeah, like, I always think something horrific is going on.
Right. I'm now of the opinion. And I think taking care of your teeth is important, brushing and flossing and all that stuff.
Do you?
I'm average at it,
okay.
At best. Okay. I mean, I tend to brush my teeth. I'm pretty good at brushing my teeth.
Good.
However, flossing daily is not something that I've yet, I haven't accomplished that in my life. But I do it sometimes.
Okay.
You know, so I get her done.
Not enough for the dentist, but.
Right. But so I haven't been, and I supposedly have good teeth. Here, there's two scams going on here with the dentist.
Sure. Let me. What is it? What is it?
Okay. Number one, you get in there, you haven't been there for, you haven't been here for a while. We got to have x-rays. Why do you have to take x-rays of my teeth?
So they can see for cavities.
Okay. I don't feel anything wrong.
Well, once
nothing,
you feel it,
nothing's,
it's beyond help. Or not beyond help, but they got to, that's kind of the
scam.
Last resort.
It's prevention versus like reaction, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying to catch those cavities before they develop into something more serious.
Through the x-ray, they're going to catch it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of things they found when I got x-rays before they got worse.
By the way, Tom, I love the look that Mark gave you when he's like, oh, they can find it through that x-ray.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's the point. What do you think?
It's Mark Carmen versus science today.
Yeah, it is.
Mark,
wow.
Most of the cavities start inside the tooth, not outside the tooth. So you're not going to see it unless you take the x-rays. Most of the cavities will start around the nerve root that
Roger.
Goes into your tooth.
Oh, and you know what else?
Roger, Tom, and Esmeralda.
Your wisdom teeth.
Yeah. That's
if
another whole
not,
fraud.
If they're okay. Oh, you want to hear something insane? So I had my wisdom teeth taken out when I was in high school. All tops and bottoms.
Yeah.
A couple years back, something starts growing.
Yeah.
Two new teeth the back ones grew.
After you had them taken out.
Yeah.
See, you didn't need to have them taken out.
No, I did. I have two sets of wisdom teeth.
So they take out those too?
They did have to take them out because they had cavities in them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were babies. They were like little baby wisdom teeth.
Was your mouth in pain?
No, because they weren't bothering anything.
Right, they weren't bothering anything. But yet, you need this wisdom teeth pulled.
Because they had cavities.
Again, you weren't in any pain. Nothing was wrong.
Well, with the wisdom teeth, the first time I had the first set that got taken out, they told me that they didn't know how they were going to grow in.
Right, right, right.
So,
don't know what's going to happen. We got to get those out of there now.
Yeah, but if they grow in a bad way, it'll ruin your jawline.
Right. When that starts happening, you can take them out.
Yeah, but then
you're not playing God on me.
Yeah, but by that point, you're going to have a lot more work done.
Mm-hmm.
Versus
you have to like realign your jaw
exactly.
And all this kind of stuff.
Have you ever had root canal, Mark?
312-981 312-981-7200 is the dentist a fraud?
Two words.
Oh,
root canal.
Man.
Those are nerves that grow through your jaw, part of your nervous system, and they grow up into your teeth. The smaller teeth have one nerve. Your larger teeth in the back have two, sometimes three.
Okay.
And if it gets infected, the infection can get into the nerves and infect the nerves and infect your entire nervous system.
Right.
Therefore, in order to prevent it from spreading, they have to drill a hole through your tooth, and with a little screw, they have to go in, twist the nerve, and pop it out.
You know that there
you
are
can't see that.
For every one of those stories there, Roger, there are people who had nothing wrong with them. They went in They went in for the wisdom tooth unnecessary surgery, and the next thing you know, they messed up the nerves, and they're in a big dumb negative situation. That happens too.
But more
it does for that. That's for real.
But more happens the regular. Your teeth get taken out, and that's the end of it.
Well, here, let me ask you this. Let me just ask you this. I haven't been to the dentist in 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like there's nothing wrong with my mouth. I brush my teeth. I do my flossing. I feel like I do enough maintenance. I'm all right. I go in today. And now, granted, it's nice. My teeth feel clean. It's a lovely feeling. Great. However, now they're like, okay, well, we'll see you in 6 months. No, I don't need to come back in 6 months to see you.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you gotta get them clean again.
But
and do a checkup.
Right. It's once a year is plenty.
Wow.
What am I wrong here?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are, what are you guys, dentists, like sons and daughters of dentists?
No, actually, you know what? As a kid, I didn't go to the dentist because we didn't have insurance. And I finally, in my teenage years, I did get to go. And I had a couple of cavities that I didn't feel. There was no pain. But
They did the
x-ray and found cavities.
Let me say this about the dentist. I give them a lot of credit. People come in there. Their breath probably stinks. They open up your mouth. They get up close and personal with you. They're scraping nasty stuff off your teeth. They're doing a great service. So it's nothing personal against the dentist. Everybody's out there to make a living. I get it. And the guy that did my teeth today, he was fantastic.
It's part of also just doing their job.
Yes, but I think they have created a business model that is to the benefit of the dentist and is unnecessary. Once a year is plenty to the dentist.
I don't think so.
You go twice a year every year.
You use them every day. You use these chompers every day. And then have you ever felt something weird in your teeth? Like sometimes you just feel kind of like a little pain or anything. Like that doesn't freak you out?
If I have, yes, of course. If I feel any form of anything, let's get the doc in here.
Then you'll go to the dentist.
Yes, yes.
So why wouldn't you go twice a year? Because then that way there's, you know, you have some time to go in and it's not like at the end where you're like, oh no, there's pain. Because maybe they could have caught that earlier. Because maybe it was something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Swimming upstream there, Marky.
319 like legit wants me to die. Mark, I can't wait. Well, that's this. Mark, I can't wait till you have to get to a colonoscopy and they find a polyp. And I will be so nervous, so scared that. Settle down here, team.
It's aggressive.
He's getting
first. First of all, I've had a colonoscopy. There is cancer in my family. Barely 40-year-old man.
You've gotten them.
I've had a colonoscopy. One of the great experiences of my life. It was fantastic. The drinking was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Next thing you know, I'm knocked out, and then it's over. Done.
Question is, do you go to the doctor on a yearly basis?
I get a physical every year, once a year. Yes.
But that's the recommendation from your GP.
Right.
The
dentist has pulled the hoax. The old twice a year
thing. Well, I think he's just adjusted it to what they need to do. You know, maybe a dentist needs you every 6 months. A general practitioner needs you once a year.
Yeah. I will say, you go every 6 months to the dentist, and the two times I go, every time my teeth feel crazy good.
8157.
Wonderfully smooth after going to the dentist.
It's true.
So there was some funky stuff on my teeth.
Yeah, you got 815's having a meltdown. Mark Harmon, I was starting to like you. Don't talk like an idiot. The dentist isn't a scam. Let me be clear here.
I'm not
815. I know you want another topic. I see you texting very aggressively. I'm not saying the dentist is a scam. I'm saying that twice a year is a scam.
I don't think twice a year is a scam. It's the
double denty. I'd like to make a movement for one a denty. Let's make an addendum to the denty once a year. I think we'll all be fine. 872. I'm so sorry you had to go to the dentist, poor baby. I hope everything's good and that clean feeling lasts for at least a year and hopefully more. Thank you so much, 872.
Yeah,
I know
that feeling is not going to last.
I know you're
year.
Serious.
Did you get a new toothbrush and some extra floss to take home?
I did, Roger. There I got a whole gift bag.
You should get an electric toothbrush.
Alexander Wright on Twitter.
You say those are better.
Also, Mark, your wisdom teeth can push your regular teeth inward and really mess your mouth up.
Yeah.
They threw all that wisdom teeth at me. Hey, man, I want to get that wisdom tooth out. There's like, this one might be impacted. I'm like, dude, you are not ripping open my mouth for something that might happen.
They told you that today?
No, they told me that 10 years ago. I said, nope.
Did they grow in?
No, and I didn't have.
They're still back there?
Yeah, nothing's happened. I'm fine. Not doing, no.
I mean, it's a recommendation.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you take a look at my disgusting, gnarled bottom teeth, that is, this right here is all the evidence you need for going to the dentist and just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
I made some mistakes in my life.
All right, Tom.
Dental mistakes.
Tom, you're having a personal experience in there. And I appreciate
that. He's the example you should not follow.
815
heed his advice. Go to the dentist twice a year.
I'm on my one-year plan. 8-1. But I lied to the dentist today. He's like, well, can't wait to see you in 6 months.
So what did you do when they were like, so can we set you up with an appointment?
Oh, I'm on there. That appointment is scheduled.
You went with it.
Yo, yeah.
You could have said, like, I'll call back later.
No, I went with it. This appointment's scheduled. And then when it comes around, I'll be like, yeah, can you just put that for next January? Great.
Well, I hope you cancel it in time because I think they charge you.
Yeah, you don't want to get that fee.
Don't you worry. I will. I will get that. Maybe.
Watch out. Watch, something's going to happen with your teeth tomorrow.
When I listen to the tape of this, maybe I'll, it'll all sink in that you all were right
bad,
and I was wrong.
Something is going to happen to your mouth. Just you watch.
815 now, who does not like me anymore. Okay, if you insist, let's do a heart transplant. Why the hell not?
Oh, goodness.
Wow. I don't like talking about the heart. And,
Jeez,
and 60.
Yeah, I don't like heart attacks. That's a hard thing
who
to talk
does?
About.
Who does?
Well, some people...
If you take care of your teeth, that'll reduce your risk
actually,
of heart
yeah.
disease.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of the... What is it? It's the...
I mean, you're asking a total
the gunk
novice.
On your teeth or something... Yeah. Because it can
connected.
Travel. Yeah, it's something to do with, like, your bloodstream, and then, like, the gunk can travel, and blood clots, and yeah.
I mean, I had so much plaque built up in there that the way he was talking, I'm like, you're looking at me like I'm disgusting. But I had some buildup going on in there, Esmeralda. I honestly thought, like, did I lose a pound in here today? Did I lose
See?
Weight?
And imagine if you went twice a year.
You'd lose 2 pounds.
Teeth. Yeah.
847. Wow, Mark, you want to talk scams? Hang on, I just lost it. There we go. Think mechanics and veterinarians.
The veterinarians, I don't think they're a scam, but I think they charge an insane amount of money.
You the having
for
a
things
good,
that sometimes I don't understand.
Having a good
on.
Having a good mechanic is really the key to life. Because you take your car in and they can make anything up and you'd be like, okay, thank you, please do that.
FYI, according to WebMD, a number of studies have linked chronic inflammation to hardening of the arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and stroke. Mm. So cleaning your teeth gets rid of the bacteria in the mouth that can lead to those chronic infections and inflammation.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To get your teeth cleaned. Twice a year.
Twice a year.
847. Carm, you go to the dentist twice a year as a preventive measure. Most plans don't even charge you when you go twice a year. Maybe you don't realize that your teeth are connected to your entire body, especially your heart.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Listen to us. I know you weren't listening to David Jennings.
Help us help you.
Exactly.
You guys did you did yeoman work here. I appreciate it.
Oh, good.
All right.
We'll be getting those kickbacks from the dentist.
See my bill in the morning.
Let me just say my performance at the dentist today was complimented. The guy, I was like his favorite patient of the day. I just sat back and relaxed, do whatever you got to do. Let's get this done. And he just had at it. I took great x-rays.
What kind of x-rays did you get?
The whole mouth.
I know, but is it where they have to stick that
the
plastic
circle
thing and it hurts?
The circle plastic
yeah,
bite down.
Yeah, like, bite down. And they're like, no, not like that. Because it gets into the, like, there's, it
it's
hurts.
A very specific way. Yeah, it cuts right into your gums and you just.
I had a hard time.
I think they could make it softer.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number here. Hey, with your support, Chicago Tribune Charities is helping to transform the lives of those in need across Chicagoland. Give now at www.chicagotribune.com/donate. You're right, 815. I am an anti-dentite. I am.
Seinfeld again.
Yeah, there it is.
Always goes back to Seinfeld.
All right, quick timeout. There was a lot of real news today. We've put it off. We'll hit some of the real stuff coming on back. 720 WGN.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though.
Thank you, Tom
it's
Hush.
Breaking.
Appreciate it.
When so you're gonna keep your appointment now?
Yeah, maybe. I'll let you know in 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Esmeralda Leon, I'm Mark Harmon. We're with you till 2. Who's on the overnight tonight? Matt Bubala's in for himself? All right. Matt
yeah,
Bubala will be here
Matt
at 2.
Matt Bubala.
So, all right. We had another tragedy today, or yesterday now, as you all know, at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Esteban Santiago, who served in our military and was a member of the Alaska Army National Guard from November of 2014 until August when he was discharged for unsatisfactory performance, had been deployed to Iraq. Apparently in November, he had paid a visit to the FBI office in Anchorage, telling agents he was being directed by a U.S. intelligence agency to fight for ISIS. And clearly this guy was having mental health issues. I mean, I think that's
very much so.
Overly clear. So he packs a gun on a flight, which is you're allowed to do. And when he, I think, at least the way I'm hearing people talk about it, there was just some non-understanding that he didn't have the gun past security. He
was in his bag. He checked the bag.
Right. He's in baggage claim.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anybody can walk into an airport and get to baggage claim with a gun. I mean, that's not...
And you can have one.
Right.
In your bag, checked. A checked bag that's under the...
Right.
Under the plane.
So, I don't want to be callous or anything about these tragic events that continue to happen, but... I mean, I think we're all at the point now, right, where it's not surprising that this stuff continues to go on and will continue to go on. And you just have to count your lucky stars that it's A, not you, or B, someone that you care about and feel incredibly nauseous and sad for that it keeps happening and people are, you know, their lives are changed forever. I mean, I don't see any way that we're ever going to completely eliminate stuff like this going on. I mean, that's my overall feeling on it. It's just like, I mean, I think we can do a lot better. I have many thoughts on gun control and how we can have stricter laws and how we can use the criminal system to keep people that are repeat offenders off the streets and all that type of stuff. But again, I don't think there's no button that we can push here. I don't the way I see it.
No, I mean, but I think this isn't a case in the article I was reading from NBC Miami. They allude that, maybe there needs to be more laws in place or more checks at the airport, which I don't think this is that good of an example for that. This is a case of someone who had issues. They had mental issues that needed to get taken care of. And it sounds like they weren't. They weren't
right.
being the treatment.
Well, right.
Wasn't being done properly.
I guess on this one, you get to the core, right? This was 9 years of service in the National Guard. He had one 10-month tour of Iraq where he's awarded a combat action badge. So I mean, this guy had served our country, mm-hmm. had gone to war to protect the United States of America, and on some level, clearly, we failed him, and because of that, unfortunately, innocent people have lost their lives. Like when you talk about where's our tax money going. You don't want to, in my mind, cut social services that give people like this the assistance they need. Because remember, it's not just for them. It's also for you and your loved ones. Because if people go untreated for whatever he had, that's a danger for everyone.
Yeah, completely. And it's not even... It's not a case of because he had a gun. I mean, yeah, he had a gun, but I mean, he could have grabbed anything and attacked people. It wouldn't have been as bad as this, but it still would have been a story.
Right. So, this guy flew from Anchorage to Minnesota to Fort Lauderdale on Delta. Lieutenant with the Anchorage Airport Police Department at Santiago had one bag, a handgun case, a pistol inside that he checked. And nobody knows why he was in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm amazed that he is still alive.
Yeah.
Just because these situations, it tends to go wrong and the shooter is either the police shoot him or they shoot themselves.
Well, it's, yeah, usually the shooter is intent on making a statement and then going out in a blaze of glory, so to speak. But the report is that he fired the gun, emptied the clip before any of the guards could come towards him and laid down on the floor. So, again, it doesn't necessarily follow what you were saying, Esmeralda, that in the past, many times, the shooter has what many call a death wish.
Right. Which I think this will be interesting to see if maybe we can truly find out why did he do this or what, and get some help for him.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, is it really going to matter? Why did you do this? Well, I was really upset because X, Y, and Z. Oh, okay.
Well, I think it'll be insight.
Sure.
What was going on.
Sure.
And maybe we can take that insight for the next time.
And I think it is important to look at how we as a society failed him, failed other people like him. Those are hard questions with not easy answers. And I don't think we can make the world perfect.
Of course. But
we can make it better. We can make it safer. By the way, the FBI hasn't ruled out terrorism, which, I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but judging from everything I read, this doesn't sound like terrorism to me. This sounds like a very disturbed, affected, broken human being who was screaming out in the worst possible way for attention. And
right. And the fact that he said what he said, that he was hearing voices
right.
and he was claiming that the CIA was forcing him to join ISIS. And I don't know. They called the police and he went into a mental health facility. But for how long? Why is he walking around taking flights places? Like what?
Right. Right.
It was in November that happened. That's not a long time to be in treatment.
At all. 312-981-7200. Feel free to jump on if you want to give your thoughts on what happened today. 5 people killed in the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. Bunch more wounded. Quick timeout, Roger, and then we're right to you with news on 720 WGN. WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. She is Esmeralda Leon.
Hello.
Matt Bubala coming up at the top of the hour. People with a lot of reactions on what's going on in Florida. 779, it's about the gun.
I don't think so. I'm not even a very big proponent of guns, and I don't think that's the issue.
I mean, I'm not a big proponent of guns either, and I think there should be strict background checks and all that.
Right. There should be, but, you know, for this case.
This dude was going to, I mean, when you're talking about somebody who served in the military.
Yeah, I think he probably had a perfectly fine background check.
Right. Now, so. The other news of the day was that the U.S. intelligence community concluded in a declassified report that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign.
What is that? Is that like when Coke sends out people, ambassadors, to festivals? Like what?
I mean,
what is an influence campaign?
It's apparently a campaign that consisted of hacking Democratic groups and individuals, including Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and releasing that information via third-party websites, including WikiLeaks. So, the old Putin ordered the cyber attacks on the Democratic Party in order to get Donald Trump the best chance to be the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And the Don is coming out basically saying that it didn't influence the election and he won fair and square and no big deal, basically.
Right.
And so now you've got Congress, the current president, who's going to have his farewell speech in Chicago next week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you go from here. I mean, what are they actually going to do?
To who?
To Putin, to Russia.
Putin or to Trump?
I don't think they're gonna do anything to Trump.
Well, I saw a PBS PBS NewsHour interview with Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I thought it was kind of funny just because the reporter asks him, like, what has happened? He's like, yeah, no, we've done things publicly to reprimand Russia. We've done some things that are not public. And then the reporter asks, well, we know about those things that weren't public at any point. And he's like, I hope not. It's like, oh, goodness. What are you doing?
I mean, today was the first official, right, full public accounting by the U.S. intelligence community of everything that happened. I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure they're doing something.
Yeah, they're doing something.
I imagine it's a little bit like the movie Spies Like Us.
Did they send Chevy Chase over?
I'd hope so.
He's
the only one I trust to deal with.
He could ruffle some feathers over in Russia.
I mean, sure. It's pretty interesting that basically, I mean, Trump's take on it is to blame Obama for our lack of cybersecurity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maybe our cybersecurity clearly could be better?
I mean, I think so. If Russians are hacking into stuff, we need to get some better hacking kids.
Right. Right. This is the comment from our U.S. intelligence community. We assess Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016 aimed at the U.S. presidential election. Russia's goals were to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process, denigrate Secretary Clinton, and harm her electability and potential presidency. We further assess Putin and the Russian government developed a clear preference for President-elect Trump. Can you imagine, just for a minute, if this was the other way? Let's just say for a second that that this had happened to the Don. What do you think he'd be doing right now?
There'd be nonstop Twitter.
We haven't heard a peep from Hillary, right?
There would be nonstop.
She hasn't
Twitter
said a word, right?
No. Well, she's walking around in the forest.
Okay. Remember? I mean, if this was the other way, I mean, it would be a firestorm.
Yeah, no, he would not stop talking about it. He would have rallies. He would be on TV. There'd
be lawsuits. There'd be, I mean, everything would be going on.
Yeah, he would be suing everyone. But also, I'm kind of, this is an influence campaign, right? So they were just trying to influence us into voting for Trump. And many of us took the bait.
As far as?
To have Trump as president. I mean,
right. Well,
whatever they were.
The Don connected. You got to give him credit. He was able to tap into a very angry, large contingent, not a majority, large contingent of people. And he got him motivated, got him moving, and got him out there. All that happened.
I mean, this, you know, it was a lot of trying to discredit Hillary Clinton and all that kind of stuff, and a lot of people believed it.
For sure.
A lot of, because people just believe anything that they see, which,
well, she was
quite
in
a problem.
Well, she was in a real tough spot as far as, you know, being establishment, and people, a lot of people hate the establishment right now.
Right. I mean, but people, you know, there was that whole thing, the pizza place. Like, that sounded like crazy talk when I heard that. I was like, how is this even real? And people believed it. I almost feel like Russia didn't even have to do anything. They could have just let us. I don't know. I feel like, ugh. It's like, and that's what everybody said. It's like that movie, Idiocracy. It's just, people are just, I hate to say this, but people are so dumb. It's just a huge group of just very not smart people who aren't using critical thinking and common sense.
312-981-7200. That's another thing too. Like, everybody has their biases, man. You can like throw it under like intelligence or whatever. It's like people just have their biases.
Right.
And it clouds how they view things. I have mine. You have yours.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm pro-bias. Like, I'm completely pro-bias. Like, you should be biased. You should have an opinion. Like, right. There's no way that you go.
I think you should have an opinion, but if someone can give you information that might change your opinion, and it sounds about right, you shouldn't be so like, no, that can't be, no, that's never a thing. It's not going to happen. No, I can't change my opinion, whatever. You can change your opinion. It's okay. If new information comes to light.
Right. In an ideal world, you have an open mind, you have an open heart, and you listen right. and you digest information. Now, the percentage of people that do that, pretty small.
Very small.
Including myself, by the way. I like to think in some ways I can be very open and can hear all sides. And,
right.
But in other ways, it's going to take a lot to get through to me.
By the way, real quick, the text from 779 says, you mean the uneducated? No, because there's a lot of educated people that have no common sense. So everyone with no common sense.
312-981-7200. Mike, you got a son who's on the Trump transition team? Welcome to WGN.
Yes, I do. He has a very interesting career. He's a young man. He's 27 years old, and when he came out of college, he worked for Senator John Cornyn in Texas. And there's a company in Austin called Harris Media. And Harris Media is well known for doing many things with social media, number one. And number two, Senator John Cornyn actually made the model for going after young Republicans using social media and using a lot of the tactics that Harris Media has. So my son ended up working first for him. Second, he went into Louisiana as a young man to run the runoff campaign for Bill Cassidy, who beat the incumbent Senator Mary Landrieu. And he ended up on the GOP presidential campaign, and now he's on communications with the transition team.
Where are you going with this, Mike?
How do you feel about that?
I'm going to tell you this. The interesting comment he made to me the night before the election was, he says, Dad, we got this thing in the bag. And he said, with what we've increased for young Republican voters, he says, for somehow, some way, the gurus that are in the media that are doing all the polling have not picked up on how we're going to win this election. And when you look at the exit polls for young Republicans, it was huge. They increased them by over 23%. And it was very surprising how wrong the polls were. As a matter of fact, I was laughing watching Chuck Todd the night of the election. He was still trying to figure out how Hillary would win when Trump literally ran over her in Detroit. And I think a lot of things were wrong in the polling. And where I'm going with this is, it's amazing how many sour grapes there are. You know, you've had internet security all over the place. And the hacking, here, I'll give you this example. I have a website for my business. My business gets hit by foreigners on a daily basis trying to hack my website. I can't even tell you, 20, 40, 50 times. And we have to keep changing our security codes constantly. When you look at the banking industry, what goes on there, it's the same thing. And Obama knew that, just so you know, Obama knew for 18 months about the hacking. It goes on all the time. Why now are we worried about the hacking when it was going on the whole time during the election? And the people that look at and manage these websites, they know it. They don't know where it came from. They know about what country did it. But when you see these hacks, like, for example, on my website, it's I know what area it came from. I don't know who did it. And I'd love to see the reports for when you talk about the hacking that was done in this election, how they came out and said it was Russia. Behind it. I'm not saying they didn't do it. I would like to see the information, because the way the intelligence in the United States has picked up this information about the hacking from Russia, to be able to pinpoint that it was Russia, I want to learn from my own business, from my own hacking, because I get hacked all the time, or I should say,
I have potential hacks on my website all the time. And when you look at this, I think the story is well worth the read. So with that, I said a lot. I'll listen to your show. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. For a transcript of Mike's comments, you can email us at mikescomments@wgnradio.com. No, we appreciate it. There's that was interesting. Listen. People are saying that it's sour grapes, right? And I'm sure, there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
but it's
I
also
can kind of see that.
But it's also like this is, and again, I don't know where you go from here at all. But this is unprecedented. From what there's never been a report of anything like this where another country has come in and it's been clearly researched and found out that they tried to impact the election to get one of the candidates who has a clear business and prior relationship into office. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
I find it disturbing. Okay, so yeah, sour grapes, whatever. I do find it disturbing that another country was in our business in terms of something that deals with electing a leader of our country. It says here part of the the report says that Russian intelligence obtained and maintained access to elements of multiple U.S. state or local electoral boards. Why? Like, what is going on? Why are they watching us like that? Like, no one is alarmed by the fact that Russia is watching us?
I mean, I think there are people that are alarmed, but on the other side of the coin, it's like,
it's sour grapes.
Well,
that's what it sounds like people are throwing it off to. Which, okay, but still, maybe you should,
listen, kind
of take note of that. Russia is watching us. It's weird.
I don't know what effect Russia's hacking did on the election. Bottom line, people went out and voted.
Yeah.
They weren't changing the actual votes that were registered.
Yeah.
I mean, James Comey coming out immediately before the election saying there was more emails. I think that did a ton of damage to Hillary.
Of course.
That was huge. And I know that he, I've read his reasoning for why he felt like he had to report that they were looking into more emails when, of course, as it turned out, there was nothing in those emails.
Right.
But the bottom line is that she did not connect. That's the bottom line. She did not connect, and she lost. And there's a lot of really unhappy people out there, and the Don was able to tap into that. I mean, I think he's a terrible person, and I hope that he...
I agree. No, I agree. I mean, he doesn't, from everything he said, he doesn't seem to like me in any sense. I've never met the man. He's never met me personally. But from everything he said, he does not like me. So I have no reason to like him.
Well, there's just a million. there's a million stories out there. The women thing is huge for me.
Yeah.
An even bigger one for me, to be honest, is you're talking about a guy who hired contractors to do work and then didn't pay them.
Yeah.
And sued them.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, what type of person does that?
These things boggle my mind. He's a great businessman, though.
Right. I mean, it's just gross.
That's what bothers me when people are like, he's a great businessman. No.
He also... But
what kind of way is that to do business?
Listen, but he, to his credit, he was able to connect. He was able to get his voice out there and get people moving.
He did. There's a lot of paranoid people out there.
Right. And there's a lot of people, for whatever reason, I could think of one big one, but for whatever reason, they do not like President Barack Obama, who for me.
Yeah. No, I've heard it. I've heard he was the worst president
right.
of and ever. I, right. And it's like, wow.
And the people that have that, the people that have that take, you know, I always think there's one reason why they have that take.
Yeah.
They would never, they won't admit it. They would scream from the tallest tree, tallest mountain that's inaccurate. But proof's in the pudding to me.
Right. Then there's the ones that say it out loud.
Yeah, then there's the ones that say it out loud. Absolutely. Yeah. So that happens too. All right, let's take our quick last time out here. 720 WGN. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Always interesting songs from the arsenal of Tom Hush. Matt Bubala coming up in a matter of moments on 720 WGN. Esmeralda, I had a lot of fun with you tonight.
Aw, thanks.
We learned so much.
We did.
We learned that going to the dentist is unnecessary.
Sure.
We learned, what else did we learn?
We learned that you think I look like a farmer.
You do have an underrated farmer look.
Because of my plaid scarf.
Right. What else do we learn?
Matt, do you think I look like a farmer with my plaid scarf?
No, I think that looks a little more J. Crew than farmer-ish.
I would think, yeah.
Well, Esmeralda said, Matt, that she, if she was on...
I heard she would go on to, what is it called? The Farmers dating site?
FarmersOnly.com.
FarmersOnly.com.
I mean, I would...
Now, why? You said if you lived out there, you
yeah,
would.
Yeah, I couldn't live on in a rural area. I love being in the city.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand that.
And that's I agree.
Well, than that, I'm sure there's some hunky farmers, I'm sure. Are.
Maybe you'd change your mind.
Yeah, it's... No.
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 Maybe get a farmer to move to the city.
Bubala, you look fresh. You look ready.
Yeah?
Yes.
I would hope so.
I don't know, dude.
He's ready.
It's been
a while
since I've been here. I'm excited to see Roger and Shantae because, you know, it's the holidays, so you're doing all the weird
Roger's waving.
Fill-ins all the time. So it's the first time back here in the shift in a few weeks.
Yeah. Did you get a nap?
No.
No nap?
A little bit. A little bit, but not what I'm supposed to get.
Did you go do like a million holiday things?
Over the holidays?
On your time off?
I was here more than I ever am during the because everybody else is off, right?
Okay.
So we didn't do a ton of holidays. I threw out the tree tonight or set out the
So curb. Did we, apparently.
Yeah.
Here
yeah, we did.
Same
and
studio.
Now outside, are they doing the whole Michigan Avenue right now?
Thing.
Taking all the lights. It's so sad.
At least
Isn't
here.
It?
I think they should just leave them on just the white ones. I mean, you could take down the bows and the holly and the ribbons and all that stuff,
those.
But just leave the white ones because it's like we're in the most depressing time of year. We need a little light.
Well, that's, Mark Carmen brought me a Santa hat today.
That's what I do. I bring gifts.
After the fact? Was that
yep.
a 50% off sale?
Mm-hmm.
75%?
Probably.
Do you have a plan for the show tonight or are you just going to wing it?
No, got a great plan for the show tonight.
Of course you do.
Jennifer Booten, she's a reporter for Market Watch. She's out at CES.
Okay.
She's going to come on. Might be a little tipsy even, so that should be fun.
The Booten tuple.
Okay. And then a few other things. Dr. Jack Dibas is going to be with us. He's got an IV wellness center here in Chicago. People go in, get a little IV rehydration, get some vitamins,
I've
get
heard
some B12.
Of those.
Stuff like that, so it's kind of interesting.
Get some health.
Yeah. Eric Davis from Movies.com will tell us which of the Golden Globe winners are worth talking about and seeing. And it's cool. At 4 a.m., there's a guy named Kevin Sells who is walking from Chicago to Compton, California. I don't know where he is at in the country right now, but he's going to call us from there and tell us why in the world he would walk from Chicago to Compton.
I hope he's moved on.
Because if you're
going to
go somewhere, from what I've heard, Compton wouldn't be the place. Well, I know maybe he's like, dude, I'm from Chicago. I'll go to Compton. I don't know.
It's getting there.
Compton's on the way up?
I mean, well, you know, you're going through some lovely places.
And yes.
He's got a lot of time
but
to
why
think.
Would you end in Compton?
Well, you know.
Seems unusual.
No, you know. Especially if he's coming. Where do you know? Where is he coming from in Chicago?
We'll find out.
Or should I listen? I'll just listen.
I just tune in.
I want to do something like that. I want to walk across the
let's
country
go. Let's
or
go
ride
now,
across.
Mark.
Just maybe take a boat somewhere.
Let's
I don't know.
Take a boat somewhere. Yes.
There's got to be something I could do.
I'll walk across the country or I'll just take a boat somewhere. That's
ooh,
the lazy man's
can,
walk
you know
across
what?
The country. I can't walk. I'll take a boat.
I'll
take the Mississippi River all the way down in New Orleans. How about that?
No, you take a boat, but you make some leg holes in it and you walk with it.
Right.
So then it just looks like you have a boat.
Right. How dare you? How dare you?
You two have really got something going here. You know that?
How dare you crush on my
how
dreams?
How adorable would that be? And you would just be walking with this boat like the Flintstones?
John Hanson's rolling over in his grave right now to know he's been replaced
he's
by Mark
Kermit.
Oh, he's not? I thought that's
God.
What happened. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm joking. I love John.
Gracious.
Love John.
He's on vacation.
John?
Yes. You know where he went?
Florida.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, but he missed everything.
He was posting about it today, saying two friends were already there safe, and I think he was still on the way when he posted.
He was supposed to go to Fort Lauderdale, and then he got a flight to go to somewhere else in Florida.
Well, oh, he did?
Yeah.
Matt, have a good show.
Carm's just deer in headlights right now.
Come on,
Carm.
Well, I just got replaced by John. My radio.
No, John's dead. You're fine. Carm, what's this thing I keep seeing with you on Facebook every day? Who are you doing a show with?
Carm and Kayla?
Yeah.
That's my Carmen Kayla. That's,
yeah, talking about little, you getting replaced.
That's a fansided.com.
Fansided.com.
Yes, that's
and
that.
Who is this lovely young Kayla person?
You like Kayla, huh?
Well, I don't like you. Now watch it for Carm.
Ubala legit hates me.
Get out of here. I love you. It's Andy Mazur I can't stand.
Oh, really? You don't like Mazur?
No, not really.
Okay. She takes lovely
photography. Who is Kayla? Kayla's St. Louis, Missouri type. She graduated from Missouri.
What is the St. Louis, Missouri type? Somebody, is that on farmersonly.com?
Somebody who grew
it
up.
It could be, yeah.
Somebody who grew up in St. Louis.
She's purebred America.
Yes.
You know what you're saying?
Yes. She's
big Cardinals fan?
Loves the Cardinals. Went to Mizzou, Mizzou. You know, loves wearing her red. All that stuff. So she's new to Chicago. She and I both do videos for Fansided, and we have started Carmen Kayla.
Do a little video podcast. Is that weekly?
It's
I feel like you see it about once a week. More than that?
Yeah. Well, Carmen Kayla is a once a week thing. Then we've got other things like we've got devastating hot takes. We've got That Ain't Right. We've got your standard news videos that we're doing all day long. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole operation going on.
So
over
people
there.
Need to follow Mark Carmen on Facebook to. Catch up with
at the Carm.
At the Carm.
At the Carm.
At the Carm on Twitter is preferred. I judge people by how many Twitter followers they have, so the more I have.
Wow.
Yes.
How many do you have?
Not enough.
How many do you have?
I'm not exactly
Come
sure.
Come on, judgy. How many do you have?
He's not sure.
7,000.
He knows.
7,298.
Nice. That's really good.
Better than
not that good.
Better than me.
Yeah, but for if you're in the media business and you're doing
get to it, Carm.
I should have 30,000 plus followers.
Get on that walking trail with the boat.
I'm working on it.
Your Twitter followers.
Hey, should we let Roger do the news tonight?
We should.
No, don't. Keep going.
Hey, this is Chicago's very own. Matt Bubala's up next. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. WGNradio.com.